Hey, how are you? Seriously, how are you? Listen to this. Go to audiblepodcast.com/Todd Glass and get a free download. That's right. audiblepodcast.com/Todd Glass. Get a free download. Hey, that's the same place where they have Chris Hardwick's book, The Nerdist Way. That's right. They're sponsoring today's show. And that's it. That's enough. Even the people at Audible, they don't go on forever. Boom, in, you're out. You mentioned us. That's enough. They say fucking don't go on for an hour and a half. I like them. I got a call from the CEO of Audible. He goes, look, we're sponsoring the show. We don't want a whole hour dissertation up front. Boom, boom, move on. We have a family show today. And we go to see, in pretend land, we go to see Frank Sinatra and we go to see Paul Anka. And it's long. We play the whole thing. Not the whole one. We play a whole song. 2.5 minutes of just listening to something together? Yeah. I want you to do it with us. Close your eyes. Look, picture we're all together hanging out. Alrighty. Now, do you hear my office chair moving? Maybe this is more for me what I'm about to talk about. Or maybe, I don't know. I want to talk about it. I'll feel better. The Duck Dynasty thing. And you can't lump, look, we're talking about the specifics of when somebody in television world gets in trouble for saying something. You can't make a comment on every time that happens. Like in the last 20 years, there's been different incidences. There's been, you know, Michael Richards, or then maybe there's Alec Baldwin. They're all isolated. You don't comment on them as one, because sometimes I think the public can be, you know, maybe unfair to somebody. You have to go, no, you have to listen to their version, how that happened, and then you'll understand. And other times, no. So each one is an individual. Don't, please, I beg you, because you can't lump them all together, because there have been times where people have been sort of unnecessarily attacked for something they said. And then sometimes fairly. Look, we don't have to say, well, did he say it or didn't he? The word, he said it. He said. Now the thing is, should he be able to say it? And look, it's not an opinion what he's saying. We have medical advancements, sociological, and that means, you know, therapists have concluded that being gay is not an illness. And by the way, this is not self-involved for me. I'm an adult. I can hear people say things like that, spend 2 minutes going, holy fuck, and move on. But I'm not being overly dramatic at all, at all. But there are children, and they might not be able to do that. And we got to evolve as a society where you can't fucking say shit like that. It's child abuse to a certain point. The test results are in. You don't get to just say anything you want to say. You can, but you have to be some. In other words, let me give you an example of something that else the test results are in on. Open heart surgery. If somebody said, open heart surgery, it never works. 99% of the time, it's a fail. Well, that's their opinion, right? Can't they have their opinion? No. And that's how it works with this. You're spewing out. I know you don't think it's hate because you say you're praying for them and that they go to church. But I don't even care that he said it. I do, but that's not my beef. My beef is that when people go, let me tell you something. Anybody that really knows the pain that children go through when they hear that shit, they're not the people saying, hey, I don't agree with it, but, you know, you got to let people say what they want to say. That's not freedom of speech. And, you know, they always ask for compassion. You know what I mean? Like if they're going to lose their show when it comes to a situation where this type of thing that's being said is, you know, like I said, in the TV world, please, you know, where's your compassion when you say things like that? I'm not okay with it. And there's a difference between freedom of speech and running around spewing out hate. And I'm not okay with it. I get why the Ku Klux Klan has to march. I get it. And the reason I'm saying it, in case someone doesn't understand that, Todd, no. Like, I don't agree either, but these people have to be able to say what they want to say. Yeah, they can say it, but like I said before, we're allowed to react. What are we? Do we ever draw the line? What if someone comes on TV and, you know, the Ku Klux Klan, you don't see them on shows, on television. Why? Why not? Why can't you have a sitcom where somebody, why can't you have something like that? Because we, eventually, as slow as we go sometimes, we do move forward as a society. And we I don't know if I'm saying it right, but no, we deem that there's a problem. You can't just say that. You can't just say it. And again, I'm going to repeat it one more time. There are children that hear that stuff. And you're wrong. And you're causing a lot of pain. And sometimes this world reacts properly. Don't compare it to something where someone got sort of ridiculed unnecessarily. Another situation where you went, take each situation individually. And on this individual situation, no, it's not okay that he says that. It's not, he is wrong. It's not an opinion, he is wrong. And if he was to lose his job, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. And I will continue to learn and educate myself. I'm going to be on the show again next week, and maybe someone will write me an email. But anyway, I think the one thing that I really wanted to make clear is I think a lot of times that's what happens on the news. I saw today they put up a picture of Alec Baldwin and Michael Richards and of course I'm forgetting her name with the cooking show, and they go, look, no. You put them up, but go individual. Individual. Was that person? Look at that person. Look at that person. What did they say? Sometimes I might agree with the person that said something. Oh, it's fine. Other times I don't. They say shit. People react. And we've got, if we're ever going to move forward, we can't just keep going, well, we agree to disagree. No. We'll never move forward as a society if that happens. Never. We won't move forward. All righty. That's the way I feel about it. It's going to be a fun show today. Take a deep breath. Oh, yeah.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
If you fucking call me that this time, then don't call me ever again.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
The Todd Glass Show launches August 12th.
Todd, hey, it's Zach. Oh, Zach. Listen, man, I really want to come on there like a podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
This is the real deal.
I'm not fucking around.
Again.
I've got phone effects. This is a real show.
That's how you know when it's a real show.
That's right. Tom, please, not during the opening theme.
You want me to beg?
Ryan's never heard it. Either has, you know.
Who, Frank?
Alex. Oh, you can't hear me over here. Jesus Christ is exciting. I don't mean to use the Lord's name in vain. Oh, Jesus. I'm not shitting around, folks. It's every week. It's crazy. It's Christmas time. Look at us. We fade out of this. Jake fades out of this. And in-house, we got some nice Christmas music. Listen, let it breathe. Little Christmas music. Do you know the words, everybody?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Mother and child.
I cannot fucking believe we all know it. Let just Ryan.
Beautiful.
Everybody be quiet.
quiet. It's a very nice way to open the show. I took lessons. Always good to start by saying be quiet to everybody in the room.
You took the UCLA podcast extension course?
Tom, well, we're going to have some stuff we're going to get through. But so, you know, when I say, like, you know, you have to make it like, you know, like when they, you know, like I'm professional. When you know, like when they say, hey, how about a hand for the band? And they go, on sax, Frank. And then you give a little bit of the sax. On sax tonight, Frank, everybody. And on guitar, doing a great job. First time here, Alex, everybody.
That's right, baby.
Mm-hmm.
So, why does Alex talk like that?
Yeah, I'm Alex, man.
How did Alex even get the mic?
Yeah, because he come over here.
Really?
This is the worst 1980s character, you know, back then when they would do characters like that.
Hey, man, I'm just coming to you, man.
All right, listen. And then, Aristotle's here. Tom, let me tell you something. If, for when you're coming in, I feel like it's like their favorite uncle is coming to the show.
I almost brought, like, a bag of candy or something.
No,
like
it wouldn't
that.
Hurt.
I know.
That's how you met your wife.
A bag of candy?
Yeah, that was the name of your first country hit. It's so funny that you thought that you wanted to bring a bag of candy because I got a message from young Jake. Play the phone thing. I want to make it seem very professional here. Can you play the phone hang up? Play some phone sounds. People don't give a shit. No one cares. You just give some phone thing. Oh, do we have more phone things? Oh, okay. Okay, do you have anything new?
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right. Boop.
Hey, Todd. I know that Christmas is coming up and...
Pause it. I want to warn you,
okay.
He starts crying because he wants candy so bad.
Really?
This is funny that you said that you should have brought candy. Okay, let it play.
That. Boop.
And the thing is that, you know, I'm out here kind of by myself in L.A. I don't have much family around. Yeah, I have a sister who lives in Venice, but, you know, she doesn't really get it.
I want to get to the part where he cries.
And I just want so much. I just want Nutter Butter.
Pause it. I can't listen
wow,
to it.
Because that's weird, because you get this intuition sometimes. You think, like, something's telling me I should bring candy to the Todd yeah. Glass show.
All right, cut the shit. Tired of messing around. We have a show to do.
That's the new way to end a bit.
Yeah.
Cut the shit. We're Joe McKenzie.
So everyone's excited that you're here. Ryan, we'll talk to you later in the show, but Ryan is here. Ryan is a comedian. What's Jake, since you have the mic for now, because I don't like microphone movement, Ryan, but later we'll figure something out. What's Ryan's last name?
Coleman.
Coleman. Ryan Coleman. And he's been doing stand-up 2 years.
Two to three.
Let's go with three. Edit it out. Let's drop it in right now. Start from countdown two. I'm just kidding. What if we had that much of a... All right, so here's what I want to do. And then Jake is here, and then Aristotle's here, and it's just
you know what
be...
else? You know who else is here?
Who?
Todd Glass. Did you ever mention that?
I thought it would be not in good taste. But I am here, everybody. I'm here. How are you people at home doing? Are you all right? You know, you... somebody's birthday right now.
Happy birthday.
Oh, you motherfucker, you thought I forgot your birthday? Even if you're thinking, well, it's a lot of people's birthday, it's just a coincidence. So what? It's your birthday. Enjoy it at your house. Dance around right now. Hold on, pause it. Hold on. Look, I when I do this, I don't want you to sit at your house and go, all right, yes, it's my birthday, but he doesn't know. You're right, I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of birthdays, but guess what? It's yours. My voice is coming into your ears right now. Hello.
And that person didn't dance like they should have.
Thank you. It's your birthday, and I coincidentally play a song. I don't do a birthday song every show. I don't open up every song with birthday. Maybe I should do it like, happy birthday. Can you guys give me a little? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. That's all I can do. All right. What's this? Happy birthday?
Happy birthday.
You know what? Fuck it. You guys deserve this. Sit down. I don't want you to participate.
Happy birthday.
Todd's dancing right now.
It's your birthday and you're special too. So I brought some walks from the outer walls too.
producers.
You're the best dancer on radio.
Let me take a deep... Right, let's stop. We'll stop with the jingles. I don't want Ryan to think it's that type of show. He's very judgmental. I can't get that out of breath right away because I do want to get through some stuff. Hold on. Let me take a deep breath. All right. So I do want to get this out of the way. If no one has to, you know, I just feel this way very strongly about this. And then we're going to take a break, and it's going to be a fun show. I hope you're having a good birthday. And Liam is going to has his birthday and Christmas on the same day.
Is he Jesus?
What?
Is he Jesus?
and he asked if we could do, you know, he's going to wake up Christmas. He won't be with his family. So, like, maybe, you know what we're going to do? We'll do it later in the show. Let me write this down. Liam, we're going to get to you later in the show when we have time to do it right. Does anyone have a pen that works? Because I know Jake has this pen. It lights up and everything. Look at Aristotle. He's so professional.
He's getting paid.
Still use the same pen.
Oh, thank you, Jake. I didn't appreciate that. It's not very nice to point out things I'm doing wrong. Liam, how do you spell that?
L-I-A-M.
Liam, we're going to get to you, but Merry Christmas if you're playing the show. Well, you can isolate this, Liam, and then play it Christmas morning. And later we're going to go, good morning. We're going to have hot chocolate with you. We're going to do it right. Which one's yours? Thank you. And this one is trash. All right, so here's what I want to talk about. Here's what I want to talk about. Wait. What's that? Comedy Attic. In Bloomington. I'm coming to the Comedy Attic in January. All right. How come when you buy too much Disney clothes, it makes you look poor? Is that... All right, I'm glad you laughed. It sounds so weird, but... When I was home visiting my mom, she had like a big Disney jean shirt with the embroidered Mickey Mouse. I go, Mom, it takes it off. It makes you look poor. And my stepbrother laughed so hard he almost vomited. And I go, why? Is that true? He goes, well, it's not nice. Because I feel, you know what I do? I feel someone right now is wearing a jean shirt with a big Mickey Mouse embroidered on. I go, what does it? If you like it, wear it. I shouldn't. I'm going to probably edit that out. That's not nice. Brad. Did you have that email he sent? Mm-hmm. I want you to read it. One line in this I want to address. I've addressed it before, but you know what? You know what I noticed? People that are hateful, you know what I realized? When people go like, are you judgmental? So I judge people because you could go, I don't like people to judge people, but someone that disagrees with me go, you judge people all the time. You just want to make sure when 20 years passes, you were judging the right people. That's all you want to do because it's not really judging. I mean, you know, then it wasn't judging. Yeah, sure, from the person who wants to argue, you're judging too. No, in 20 years, we'll find out who was educating and who was judging.
Right, who had the right stand, who's taking the right stand.
If you tell people, leave everybody alone, let's say people are against interracial marriaging. You go, leave fucking people alone. What do you care? Well, they go, oh, you're judging me because I don't want interracial marriaging. No. Yeah, I'm judging you, but I'm right to judge you. People know what I'm saying.
Well, I'm hung up on you just created a new verb, interracial marriaging.
That's what I do, Tom. How's this sound with me out of breath, breathing into the microphone?
You don't sound out of breath.
All right, great. So, Brad, I thought he asked a really good question that goes into this area. Go ahead.
He wrote, so you know the way that if you meet a cute girl, you don't tell her directly?
I don't know what go a little further. I don't know what he means by that. And Brad, you're a great guy. You seem nice.
Okay. Oh, okay. But I'm not writing you just to compliment you. I just got done recording my third episode of a podcast with a friend of mine, and I've gotten into a groove of expressing myself comedically, and it's raised a question I think you're well-equipped to answer. Is empathy detrimental to comedy? I've always avoided stand-up because I noticed it required a strength of conviction that opposed my desire to see situations from as many perspectives as I could. Having done these podcasts...
Okay, I think the one line in there that I really liked, and like I said, I'm going to address it again. I've probably addressed it before, but you know, when people are, let's say, preaching, you know, judgment and whatever, sexism or whatever, and hate, they say it over and over again. So I repeat myself over and over again because, you know, I think it's necessary sometimes. But can you have comedy without, if you have empathy, does it?
Right. Does it help or hurt the process?
I don't think it hurts it if you can have empathy and do great comedy. Because if you think about it, the great comedians tend to not be, most of the time. Look, they all evolve. I try to say everything so there's no loopholes. That's why I always go most of the time. You just want to make sure, like we said before on the show, Brad, that you're picking on the right people. Like, you don't need to pick on the people that are already being picked on. Transgender people, don't worry. If you don't want to understand them and you don't want to be – and by the way, the reason I bring up that a lot, because that's the next group.
Right.
That everyone thinks, oh, you know, I'm all right with gay marriage, because they have to be. And then they go on to the next group, you know, because they can still accept that. You can still get away with it. It's still wrong. It's still gross. It's still sad. It's still insensitive. But you can get away with it with the masses if you're on stage and you go, look, I don't care what anybody does at the end of the day, but what the fuck is it with this? As opposed to, like we said, admiring them for the courage it must take to do something that is scaring the shit out of them probably more than anybody else. They don't need you to make fun of them. Whether you have a radio show or whether you're a comedian. By the way, I'm going to say it again just in case no one has heard the show before. You could just come to the – I always have to remember that. I apologize for repeating things, but then again, I don't. I shouldn't, because I can't take for granted that someone that hears this chunk has heard every show. No comedian should be told what they should and shouldn't do. Whatever you want to fucking do on stage, you fucking do it. And don't tell anybody nobody should tell you what you should and shouldn't do. But I'm allowed to judge it once you do it. And you are allowed to educate yourself. I'm saying do what you want to do, but also have an open ear to educate yourself and learn. So what was I talking about?
Empathy and comedy. And if it's-
Yeah, you don't need transgender people. They don't need you. They're already getting picked on out in the world. They don't need you to be a bully with a microphone.
Right.
Or if it's, you know, how many years, like if you went to a club, the sexist shit you had to hear. Now, look, there's always gray areas, you know, like I've said, you know, people that have gone so out on a limb to defend a group of people that they can ironically say something, and the audience knows because they have emphatic, like with fist to the hand, said, you know, gay marriage, leave fucking people alone, let them get married, and they've said it in their act, and they've said it. Do they deserve a right to be ironic sometimes? I think there's at least gray areas in there. I think yes, but you know, as far as I think you can have empathy and still do great comedy. Pick on the people. There's no rules. You can pick on anything you want. Pick on some people that need to be fucking picked on.
Or at least pick on the ideas. If you're worried about singling out an individual, you can certainly still pick on their ideas and their philosophies.
Well, pick on, like, make fun of people, the choices people make.
Right.
Not who they are.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, make fun of the choices they make. Go nuts. That's why when people, like, saw a comedian, I'm not going to mention him, but every joke was like, girls do this, and girls do this, and girls are like, what girls are you hanging out with? Because they sound like they're not that bright, and you might be attracting that. Why don't you get to know a girl really well and then make fun of some true things about her?
A specific girl.
A specific girl about a very true thing, not just a vast, like, girls do this and girls do that and girls do this. I don't know. The girls I know, don't get me started, and don't you get me started.
Well, if you think about Brian Regan, for example, and his joke about is there any way I can get some water, however that bit goes that we've talked about before. He's a guy, I think, who's very empathetic, and I think most comedians are empathetic, but he's able to do a joke about the stupidity of questions that anybody would ask, and it's hilarious the way he takes it.
You can be, and you can also be, I know, I believe me, everyone knows I love Brian Regan. The reason here I might be a little nervous to use him as like, oh, see, because Brian Regan's one of my favorite comedians in the world, in the top three, so that's a huge compliment, but you can also be – Brian Regan is not raw. You know what I mean? He's not raw. He's not vulgar. You can also be raw and vulgar, but be raw and vulgar towards the right group. You right, know what I mean? Right. I'm not – believe me, I'm not some like – I'm not like, oh, comedy can be fucking harsh and crass and,
right,
and crude and fucking great. Some of my favorite comedians. But just, you know – okay, so there's that. You know, I put a poem. I got a guy by the name of Scott who he wrote a poem about autism. And I put it up on the website because it really lets you know, like, ah, oh, they experienced that. They read the poem because I really liked it. I was going to read it on the air, but I think it's better to read it yourself on our Facebook page from Scott. So, Scott, I read a few of them, and I think we put a few of them online. Okay.
Yeah, we put it online.
By the way, thank you, Brett, for that silly dance. Nothing like a listener sending me in the mom and the dad and the kids silly dancing. It's just pure joy for me to watch it. Just dancing around. They don't even look like – the dad doesn't look like, if you saw him, you might think he has that silliness in him. What, the dad right now? What are you talking about? I got a lot of silliness in me. It's the way my wife shot me. you know, shot me with the camera. So here's the last thing. Hold on. I need a rag or something. Let me take a deep breath. Hold on. Nothing like a deep breath. Move my microphone a little. I'm going to take my last cup of coffee, sip. Oh, it's good stuff. So I'm going to talk about the Pope. You dang right.
Which Pope? The Eastern Orthodox or the Roman Catholic?
The new one. Now listen. What was that? Someone sent me this video, and I thought it was. What was the title? Is the church
right on YouTube? It's called the Intelligence Square Debate, and under it, the Catholic Church is a force for good in the world.
Is it a force for good in the world? And they debated. I've never seen it. It was brilliantly debated. And watch it. What did you just tell people how they can go watch it?
Right. Yeah. On YouTube, if you search the Intelligence Square Debate,
watch it because it's really amazing. It was really amazing. Now look. I'm going to go into this nice and slow. It's going to be a rant, so just everyone be patient. We'll take a break, and because I really do want to say this because I've thought a lot about it. And we're not comparing it to other religions. I'm trying to prevent some emails. Not really prevent them if they're necessary, but so sometimes I get an email like, oh, I should have made that clear. This person's absolutely right, and I didn't make it clear. Any religion that does this, but just right now we're talking about the Pope. I'm going to explain something I know, and then I'm going to explain to you why I won't apply that to the Pope. But first, I'll explain that I know it. So you'll know when I say this, I know, that we have to acknowledge the progression people make. It doesn't happen overnight. I think it was almost like back when the president said, don't ask, don't tell. Like, I think a lot of people thought, that's his way. You got to manipulate people, and I get it.
Right.
I do get
political.
It. And when it comes to the American public, I get it. I think I heard... It was some lecture, Al Sharpton on Conan O'Brien, and he said, look, nobody wants to move forward quicker than me, believe me, but you have to acknowledge the progress we make. Otherwise, we're just going to be self-defeated. And I like that. I like that. Take the time to acknowledge that we're moving forward. Oh, so I know this. But hold on. But a lot of people are saying the Pope isn't – first of all, I was wrong. He's just saying sort of, we're not going to make a big deal about it. We're not going to talk about it. We're not – Let me tell you something. You're either right or wrong. And we don't have a curve.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
To set it up. You're talking about the Pope's recent comments about the Catholic Church's position on gays.
Yes.
In general.
Mm-hmm.
And gay marriage.
Right.
And things
they're not
like
pro
that.
Anymore. They're not pro. They're just
not condemning overtly.
Right. So hold on. I'm going to get this all out, and I am not editing this. If it is wrong, you don't just take a wishy-washy stance on this, because I'm going to go hypothetically, it's wrong. It is wrong. Just hypothetically for a second, it's wrong.
What's wrong? Gay?
To be gay.
Okay.
It's wrong. You need help. You need to go and you need to get help. Well, then you need to take an aggressive stance on this, because there's a lot of kids out there that need help. There's sick kids that are gay.
Right,
and
10%.
They need help. There's 10% of the world needs your fucking help. You can't be wishy-washy on this. Now, you understand. I need to be very clear. Obviously, I don't feel that way. But if the church is right, if they're going, well, we do feel that way, but we're not going to be aggressive on it anymore, or you're wrong. And if you're wrong, no, it's not good enough to just be – you're not judged on your stupidity. There's not a curve on your stupidity. And you think you reference the Pope as stupid? That doesn't sound very nice. But let me tell you something. If I just said there was a guy in my neighborhood and he was like, and I'm going to do an overly dumb accent. You know, Bob, he's really great. You know, he would be like, you know, I used to tell all the kids in the neighborhood that was gay. I told the one kid, Glenn, he was sick. I told him he was sick. He's gay. But I had a life-changing experience and I evolved. So you apologized to him and told him he was healthy and fine? No, I just don't say nothing no more. Ain't I evolved? No! If you did something wrong, there's so many kids that you make their lives shitty, and adults, but kids it's worse because they don't understand that. For, you know, you're the church. It's like when the police are corrupt. It's worse than when regular people are corrupt.
Right.
You're the church. And let me tell you something. There's something – the church – and the Catholic religion, and you'll understand sort of what I'm saying. It's like Christmas. We celebrate it. Even people that aren't Catholic know, oh, you go to hell. When you're 12, you hear that. So if they're wrong, it's not just enough to go, yeah, no, I'm not going to say anything anymore.
If you're right, then fucking fight the fight and help these fucking kids. If you're wrong, you don't just get to bow your head and go, no, we're not going to say nothing. No, you need to, if you're wrong, you need to make some people feel better. And you have amazing power, and you're different than most people. A lot of people think you have the key to heaven or the door to hell, and you're in control of it. You did some evil things if you're wrong. And it's not just good enough to just, you know, to go, we're not going to say anything anymore. That
right.
And I don't, and by the way, I've talked to some people that were saying to me over the weekend, well, look, it's an institution and it's still a business and the Pope is, I get why the Pope won't come out and say we made a mistake. I get it. But this is why I'm glad I remember this. I get it. A lot of times when I talk, people do that. They explain to me why the Pope won't do it. And I have to remember to say, no, no, no. I know why he won't do it, because there's a business and that business would crumble.
Right.
But I want people to put that in front of him. I want people to, where are the you know, in the media that will get it. Why don't you get a chance to say to the Pope, whoa, 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 what I just said? That's a good question. It's either right or it's wrong. So if you need either to apologize or keep fighting your fight.
Right.
So what is it? What is it? And it's not good enough to just go quiet. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I just don't say nothing no more. Why is that voice? You go, well, Todd, you're putting a dumb voice on it. Why is that any different my scenario? Don't make, you know, I forget who I learned this from. They said, if you want to bring clarity to something, make it simple. There's a guy and there's a kid on a street, and he's been telling that kid for 15 years that he's sick and he's going to go to hell. And now everyone's going, God, Bob is really this. There's like a new Bob. He's like, he must have, he's great. You think, oh my God, what did he do? He just shut up. And people go, people, you know, everybody that was decent would go, what? And you're raving about him? Well, you got to take baby steps. And Bob, at least now he's, no, I think the ultimate would be for Bob to go, listen, I said some things and weren't very nice about you. And it's not just enough for me to shut up. I think I owe you to tell you that I was wrong.
Right, to
and
make
I'm
amends
sorry.
For previous yes. positions and yeah. the damage done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, but to your point about why they don't.
Oh, I know why they don't. I totally get that. I just fantasize why someone won't.
Right, see, why they don't press the issue more.
The job is that they're supposed to do exactly what they're doing, just sort of get out of it. And
right, they're politicians.
I get it. I get that. But that, so that I get. No one has to explain that to me. But I want to know why people aren't going, whoa, 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 did you make a mistake or didn't you?
Right.
And then, but what happens is, you know, I remember they're never going to go, no matter what question you ask them, they're never going to sit and go, all right, you got me. They're going to wiggle out of it. But the reason you ask those questions, and I remember once when Jimmy Dore had his show, and when there was a guest on, and Jimmy was making very valid points. After the show, he was frustrated because he really sold his opinion brilliantly. And Steph, at the time his girlfriend, said, you know, Jimmy, I know you want the guest sometimes. And sometimes you do get a guest that will go, you know what, that's a really good point. I think you might have changed my opinion on that. Sometimes you don't. But the audience saw it. Mm-hmm. They know, oh, that was great. And you can sway there. So if someone asks the Pope that question, you know, there's middle America that listens and goes, oh, yeah. By the way, you can't even argue that, because the 10% that think, whatever the group of people out there that think being gay is a sin, they're agreeing with sort of me in a weird way. They're going, yeah, don't back down on it. They need to – if there's 10% of the world that's sick and gone to hell, you don't take a wishy-washy stance on that. These kids are going to hell, and now you're taking a wishy-washy stance? Fight the fight, motherfucker. They're going to hell, and you don't give a fuck? You're gonna take – going to hell, you think that's a good place to take a – if someone agrees with that, I'm sure they – well, you know, I'm saying right. it sarcastically, but there's someone else out there, they're going, yeah, don't – so to you don't – that's not where you take a wishy-washy stance on. There are things I understand where they go, let's back down. It's none of our business here. But if kids are going to go to hell, you would think that'd be your goddamn business to take a stance. And it's not good enough to be really mean and get less mean. No, I don't give you kudos for that at all. Now, I'm an educated person. If someone can talk me out of it, why it's good enough, they went from being a bully – to just say, now we're going to back off. They're not a 12-year-old kid. If a 12-year-old kid, his parents go, stop bullying him, you're lucky. 12-year-old kid ain't going to apologize to another kid at school. You're lucky if he just shuts the fuck up and accept it. You're the Pope. You're an educated person. You know that that's good enough. You either keep fighting the fight or you fucking apologize. And Phil Donahue said it a long time ago. He goes, I hope to live to see the day where the Catholic Church apologizes to a lot of parents that their children took their life. And then I go online and I read the thing where somebody said, you know, I did that PSA where I said, you know, if – well, you see, the PSA, basically the message of the PSA is it's – they're at a party and somebody says,
to me, I'm playing the parent. Hey, I think he shot his son because he was gay. Like, they shot him. They found out their son was gay, and they shot him. I overhear it, and I go, we didn't shoot our son. Because of misinformation and lack of knowledge, we made our son feel like he was less than worthy, and he ended up taking his own life. That's a big difference from shooting him. Then it goes black, and it goes, is it? Is it? And somebody wrote online, this is, you know, you got to remind yourself who's out there. And by the way, there's a ton of good people out there, too. I always believe that. I will not be with, oh, is there any in the world? No, the world's great. There's good, great, decent, kind, loving, awesome people in this world. But you need to remember that these people exist, too. Somebody wrote, I'm so sick and tired of people blaming their suicide. If you take your life, first of all, it's very selfish. Which I do get when it's an adult, somebody may be saying that, but no one knows what goes through a depressed person's head. I've never, by the way, I'm only saying this because it lets you know I'm not defending myself. I get in a funk, but I've never been depressed. But I've known people that have been, and you don't know the funk that makes someone, where they're at in their head that takes their own life. But if you're going to say it's selfish, I get it. You have four kids and you kill yourself. But a child, this person wrote this. They wrote, like, you know, everyone's responsible for their own life. You can't blame it on other people. A human being wrote that. Who is this person? Who are you? You're a monster. If you don't understand that an 11-year-old child, an adult, you have a shitty life too. Mm-hmm. But when an 11-year-old child is told that he is not good and he is not decent and he's going to go to hell.
Right,
because
they know that there's no way they're going to change who they are.
Right.
That's being rejected.
Right.
So what choice do they have?
Right. So this person writes they should be responsible. And you know what I realized a long time ago? I still refuse. I still think people can change. But I'm going to tell you the obstacle. The analogies that I want to give this person, like, they wouldn't get it. Because if they had the ability to understand my analogies and my what I just said, they would have the ability never to say it.
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing with someone that said it. So there's a capacity there. How do you explain to them when if they had what they needed to understand what you were saying, they would have never said it to begin with? What am I going to say that's going to make that person get it? They wrote it. And I think it's good they wrote it. Social media is fucking awesome. They wrote it. Now I'm reacting to it. I think it's awesome they wrote the way they felt because they're not the only ones. Because a few people wrote stuff like that.
Can I ask you, if you were the Pope, what would you say? Like, if you were in the position to change the Catholic Church's position?
Well, that's a great question, because I said that last night when I was talking to a friend, and we were saying, like, forget it that, like, people think, well, you know, am I against religion? Let's maybe pretend for a second that I want to help religion. I want to help the Catholic Church. I'm a PR company. I come
they
in.
They need help.
Yeah, and I want to come in, and I go, guys, you have one chance to be progressive here. And I know there's a lot of people going, the church, we've talked about this a million times. Don't please. I used to hate when any radio show said, please don't email me. It was like, what the fuck? Let people email you. They want to express themselves. So now am I saying it? Yeah. Email me. I get tons of emails from brilliant people that sometimes disagree intelligently. But we're past the point. The church is not usually on the side. The Catholic Church, or maybe most organized religion. And again, you know the way I feel about God, but I do separate it. I'm not talking about someone right now that believes in God that just goes, I don't need a middleman. Mm-hmm. I go me to God, and I believe in it. You know what? That's not my that really is not my problem at all. But the Catholic Church especially, or not especially, you got to take out any words that make people go, oh, don't say that. The Orthodox, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah, you got to be, because it's all of them.
A lot of religions.
It's a lot of them. Some have progressed more than others. But the Catholic Church, it's like if I was a PR company, I'd go, let's for once we can be on the right side of something. You're getting into it. This is me talking to the church, trying to help them. We're in a dangerous area here. Because let me explain something. We are so close to we're making huge strides in this area. The closer you are, like if you found out there was a segregated bathroom in 1954, gross. 1972, grosser. Yeah. If you go, in Alabama, there's a segregated bathroom now. You'd be like, what? That's what the Catholic Church is doing. It's too close to where we're evolving as a society. Kids are smarter. I know you want to think kids are dumber, but they're not. They're smarter. They're getting smarter. Kids are not dumb. There's always been dumb kids, but they're smarter, and they're figuring it out because they have gay friends. So when you talk bad about gay people, they go, my friends are gay. What the fuck are you talking about? It's not 30 years ago where you could make a picture of what they were like. So I would say to the church as a friend, guys, don't you want to be once? By the way, when I go drag people through progression, I mean, you could say it's already too late for that. But there's still, it's going to look so bad. It's 2014 almost. And you're still, your stance
well,
is,
I'll remind
we're not going
to
say anything.
It took a couple hundred years for the Catholic Church to unexcommunicate the guy,
the flat world.
Nicholas Copernicus, yeah. Or whoever it was who discovered that the Earth revolved around the sun and the sun not around the Earth. So even after they knew it, it was a couple hundred years before they undid
science.
And that's like, you know, James Adomian said something last night that reminds me about this. He goes, you know, when he was doing radio and people figure out ways to be like, they don't know what they're saying. They go, he said, Man Cow said this once. Hey, James, let me ask you something. You know the way I feel about gay marriage? He goes, I don't care. I don't care. Like, a bit. Well, it's good you don't care, but guess what? They need your help. Of course you don't care. That's not an intelligent stance. The stance is care.
Right.
You're trying to make it look like you're intelligent. Like, I don't care. No, you need to care.
Right.
You know, black people using this or black people, I don't care. Well, guess what? They need you to care, and that's the church. We're just not going to say anything. Well, we need you to. We need you. So I think you're worse. And I know I'm going down on a stance. I think when you claim you're being progressive and you're not going to say anything, and I'm supposed to go, oh my God, the Pope's unbelievable. He's not being a bully anymore. He's just going to silently. They need your help. So you take a stance to go, you're not going to say anything. Well, we need you to. We need you to drag and push people in the right direction. Aren't you fucking tired of the world pulling you the right way? Don't you once want to push the world in a good way? Aren't you fucking tired of it? Isn't the church sitting around going, when are we going to push people in the right direction? We have sort of have a chance now to just come out. By the way, I'm probably wrong. It would probably make the church crumble. But who gives a fuck? These are the questions you have to ask.
And
make them crumble by asking that question.
Well, they're being cowardly is what it is.
They're being cowardly.
Because they know they should take the position you're describing.
Yeah, we're not gonna say anything.
Right.
Oh, that makes you look like a hero, doesn't it? You're not gonna say anything. We need you to say something. I know I'm right.
Right.
I am right.
But I'll point this out to you. You said something to me when I was sort of feeling disappointed with Obama after his foreign policy kind of revealed him to be very similar to Bush and Cheney. And I was kind of talking shit one day, and you pointed out that, well, he's better than the alternative, and that it's a step in the right direction, and his domestic policies are better. So maybe I'll point that out with the Pope. I'll say, well, he's better than that old piece of shit guy who's sitting on the throne for a while,
But by the way, that's how I led into this. A good point. And by the way, as we go to a close and take a break, I want to really address that because I did say that. But this is, you know, what you're doing that's –
It's
not enough. It isn't enough. It's 2014. Tell you what, you want to go back in a time machine to 1982? Then I'll be like that. But we're past it. There's kids that are smarter than the Pope. And there's people smarter than the Pope. People know the results are in. That's why it's not good enough. All we want you to do, don't agree with me. Fuck what I think. I don't just come up with things and think them and then hold on them while I die. You ask any board-certified child therapist. The results are in, and they're ironclad. It is fine. You were. It's one more thing that society decided was wrong. So, like, the results are in. I'm just asking you to acknowledge the results. So it's not good enough. No, it's not. And you think, well, am I being a hypocrite? Because with the president, I said, well, let's, you know, I look, if the president – maybe the same thing is about him, too. I don't know. But I'm not willing to go, well, since I said be nice to the president, I'll erase everything I just said. I don't know a lot about everything, you know, a lot about politics. But I know about social issues. And I know there are certain things that the results are in. The results are in. It is ironclad. It's not debatable. It's not debatable.
Yeah.
The experts that know, they have studied this. And if you're a child and you're going through this, I always say child, but I know it's an adult too. But you know what I mean. It's harder for a
right.
child.
I'm sure they start going through it at age 5, 6, 7, 8.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not enough. Because you know what? If you would have never said anything about it,
Never. If they just did what he's saying 30 years ago and goes, let people. All right. But you went on, you went hard and out. You're going to burn in hell. That should be a joke. You should stop me now. Go, Todd, Todd, Todd. Don't lose the battle. They never said that. You. I know what you mean. No, they said you will burn in hell. Now, what do you do to reverse that? Does it sound intelligent? Ask me, Tom. Say, I told my, you want to, you don't got to apologize. Just stop saying it. That'll be good enough. Oh, you're such a forward-thinking church. Oh, great. Good for you. Good for you. Crumble. Maybe if the Pope was smarter, he wouldn't be the fucking Pope.
I wonder.
He would have left the organization.
I seriously wonder if the Catholic Church hasn't already crumbled. It's a disaster.
And you know who's finished? You know what the story is going to tell in the church, how it crumbled? I love it. History writes itself. They crumbled it. They're so worried about, you'll know what I mean. I'm saying it comedically. I wish Bill Maher says this and Todd and whoever, all the people. No, you're doing fine all by yourself. You crumbled your institution. History will show. I could just see someone going, what crumbled the church? They did it all by them fucking selves.
Yeah.
All right. How about that for an opening?
You know, Todd, one thing. I heard the Pope was a big fan of your comedy.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He said, I love it, Todd.
Well, the thing is about the Pope that I do like, and I'm not just saying that. No, seriously. I mean, look, you gotta. I guess it is like what Reverend Jackson said. He's trying. Who knows? Maybe it is like don't ask, don't tell. Maybe if you could talk to the Pope.
You did a complete 180 once you like.
Well.
All right. The Todd Glass Show. The number one podcast listened to in other countries by people who are smarter and hipper than us. So it must be a better podcast.
All right. Listen, so it's going to be a fun show. Whenever I get that intense, like right now I'm thinking like, oh my God, what did I do? I've got a 3-hour show to do. It's going to be fun, but we'll take a break. We'll get some.
Oh, you know what? We're going to bring the Pope in here and get his side fix.
Do you have any Tom Martin jingles so we have something to look for when we come back?
Tom Martin. Woo! Back on the show. Been too long. 8 episodes.
8 episodes. Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun.
But it's hard to stay mad when there's so much beauty in the world. Sometimes I feel like I'm seeing it all at once, and it's too much. My heart fills up like a balloon that's about to burst. And then I remember to relax and stop trying to hold on to it. And then it flows through me like rain, and I can't feel anything but gratitude.
We'll be back. You're listening to NPR. Thank you very much. Two guys with instruments, ladies and gentlemen, Frank and Alex.
But if this were NPR, we'd have to tell him. Alex has a PhD in music. And Frank has a PhD in music.
Earlier today,
they also have a PhD in everything.
Earlier today, we got to sit down. They always tell you that. We got to sit down with Dr. Niedermeyer, and he told us what he thought about the, I want to try something because I only have the band till 9 o'clock. So I want to try something. And look, if we have to edit it out, we will. We're not editing anything out. Is everything all right? Do you have any more Tom Martin jingles?
Hey, what about that?
Let's bring them in. Can we play one of your jingles?
Oh, sure.
What do you have? Oh, yeah. Tom Martin is back, America. Woo! It's an old one, but it'll work.
Tom Martin's back, filling in for Todd Glass. He's the guest host, so to speak. Listen to this. They've got Eric and Chris. Honey, Tom will be back.
Alrighty, Eric and Chris.
Remember, Lynn Shore had a song where he sang "Oh Danny Boy" with Tom Martin. Remember that one?
Tom Martin's the guest.
Ah, this is a good one, the cake one. We should just play this for a couple hours.
Hold on. To do is to be. To do is to be. To be is to do. Doobie, doobie doo. To do is to be.
to be is to do. Doobie, 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 do.
That's all I need.
To do.
Thank you very much. Hey, what I said about the Pope, I didn't really mean it. I mean, he's a good guy. What are you going to do, nitpick? I mean, come on. You try it. You try to do it. Right now, someone's sitting home. I'm glad that Todd said that because I thought that. I thought that. Okay, so to do. Testing 1, 2, 3. I have a treat. Is there anything else that I want to use the band?
Rock and roll?
No, we were going to do that. We'll do that when they're getting ready to leave. We'll play them out. I hired a band to play you guys out to make you feel special. They're coming in a minute. I don't like anyone to left without a band playing them out. It's all good. Just stop. Play this a lot today. That's what makes everything funnier. That's the Will Ferrell music that they play.
Oh, for
makes those commercials. It's the best. It just drives it home. Yeah. Let's have a staring contest. You lose. All right, enough with that. Enough with that. Enough with it. Stop it. Jeez, stop it. Seriously. Hey, stop that. My ride's here. My ride's here.
That wasn't your ride.
Would be funny if I thought the problem was with the siren, so I bring a better siren this week. So okay, play the whole thing. Like, oh, guys. Oh. My ride's here. My ride's here.
Yeah, we heard you. Jesus. Well, I don't think it was your ride. My ride's here.
How does he think of it?
Well,
the man is a genius.
Todd, it's funny because it was a police.
Shut up.
It wasn't my ride, really. So.
Funny.
You're more attractive.
You guys get it, right?
Tom's a jolly good fella. Tom's a jolly good fella.
Sometimes I just think of these things. I don't know where it comes from. It's spontaneous. I thought it would get a laugh.
And nobody can deny.
Todd. Next week you should get one of those British sirens and see if that works.
I love the character now. He's convinced that it's the
siren sound.
Oh, I need longer sirens. You know what? Next week I'll bring an air horn. Can I get some reverb, please? Tom?
Yes, Todd.
Jake wrote a song and he wants to sing it to you. I throw it his way. Jake wrote a song. He rehearsed it with the band, and he's so happy. Oh, you know what? Oh, let's do this. Turn my reverb off. Tom, are you okay? Did we say hi to you yet?
Oh, sure. You said hi to everybody. We went around the table.
I just want to make sure, because I know you're very sensitive.
It wouldn't kill you to play more of that Tom Martin sting.
Play more of it. Before we do that thing, let's make Tom happy. I know what he wants. I know what the guests want. You like that?
Even the listeners happier now. They're even happier still. Now they're just like ecstatic.
Wait, hold on. So this is more for you would say, and you know, you can be honest with me here. It's not really you want to hear them, but you like the listeners.
I like to please people. You know,
but you're not enjoying them at all?
Well, I could take it or leave it. I just know the listeners when I see them on the street.
Play more.
They say, let's hear more of that jingle.
You're listening to Tom Martin, America. KWB 44. Tom Martin, where the fuck are the words, piece of shit? Turn it off. I want to thank Joe, the lyricist Joe. It's nice in the middle of the show he gets a nice thank you. Look at all the music he's given this show.
I know, he's great. I wish he was here in person.
Not so much.
Really?
He's a little annoying when he's around. You asked me once if he was... Someone asked me, they go, he's such a nice guy, what is he like? I said, no, he's super nice.
Yeah.
See, you motherfucker. What's this? The real thing here? What's that? Yeah. What do you want? I want food and...
What do you want? I want food and pussy. How come? It's just the way
you guys know this song?
All right. I guess it must be okay.
Start it from the beginning. I want to see if the band can learn it. Maybe we could sing it. Here we go. Play it from the beginning.
What do you want? I want food and pussy. How come? Just the way God made me, it's alright. I guess it must be okay.
Now turn the music off.
What do you want?
I want food and pussy. What do you want? You know what? I'm sorry. Stop. I feel this is embarrassing. I'm sorry. I have to play that just so I can play this. I mean, what kind of vortex did I get myself into?
What do you want? I want a new Todd Glass show. It's just the bits Todd gave. Is that all right? Well, it's the number one podcast.
All right, enough. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Todd.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Tom, I'm going
to I've told you before I've been taking radio lessons at the UCLA podcast extension course. They said you got to talk a little bit more authoritative.
Yeah, Tom?
Yes, sir.
No. I'm being totally serious.
Okay, I'm listening to you, Todd Glass.
Okay, I swear to
7:07
God.
7:07 p.m.
No.
On
First
the
of
hour.
All,
what's
are you
the
talking
like?
About?
I'm just telling you what I learned at the UCLA extension course.
It's not funny. Wait, stop. Tom, I'm being dead honest with you. This show is not that. That's the opposite of that.
Uh-huh.
You're not really listening to
I'm listening to you. It's Todd Glass Show. I'm just telling you what I learned in the podcast extension course at UCLA up in the Beverly Hills area.
Is it hard thinking of all those words?
Oh, sure. They don't just come to you. That's why I take the course. I got to write down words. I got to practice saying them, driving around town, just doing a little broadcast.
I like it. You know what I think? Well, yeah, I need professionals working on the show with me. You think a Daniel Kino sitting over there picking shit out of his pussy? You think he ever comes and brings something to the show? Hey, listen, what time is it?
8:33.
8:33 p.m.
Well, I wish you would just talk normal today.
Okay.
That's not normal.
All right.
No, just act like we're hanging out.
Acting like I'm hanging out.
We're at the mall, and I go, hey,
I'm at the mall now.
Well, I think you're stuck in this weird...
I'll give it some thought.
Even that sounded a little bit
I read
weird.
Dan Kino's screenplay. It's hilarious, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you read it?
I'm not great at reading long things. I try to make myself sound smarter. I don't want to say I'm
That's
not
a great way to get out of reading people's screenplays.
But it's the truth. I have to tell people now. I used to think, especially if someone was really nice and they gave me something they wanted me to read, I go, just come on, you can read it. No, you can't. I can read it, but nothing retains.
Maybe if you had like an audiobook for your screenplay.
You know what happened? I did the audiobook thing, and I thought that was going to be great. You know what I do? I do the same thing I do when I read. I tune out.
Right.
The book's going and going and going. Meanwhile, I'm thinking of, mulching my house.
Right.
And nothing. You know, I could go home and relabel things. I got a fun life. I'm not lying.
How many hours a day do you spend labeling in general?
Not really.
Like a couple hours?
Not really, but is it funny, Aristotle? Is it really? That's funny because you know what? There's two Christmas cards I have for you, and I'm giving you the other one. Aristotle. I want to sing so bad. It's just never... What kind? If you just have the right, I'm dreaming. Let me try. Do you have Let It Snow? I'm not giving up. I got the band for another half an hour. If you feel like I'm not paying attention to you, once we take that, and then it's going to be all you.
I don't feel that way. That was not me doing the voice. That was my real voice.
Good. I like you even more now. And Jake, you're great too. So much fucking positive feedback I give these idiots. It's harder. You know, singing is very hard.
I know.
Even talking songs.
Well, my theory about singing, a lot of people can hit 15 seconds of a song, and they, or even 30 seconds,
yes,
or a minute, but to hit 3 minutes
because
right
you
gotta, on.
You got to do different things with your voice.
Yeah.
That's why it's a good song, because it's not, okay, here we go. Let me try. Can you play it through oh, no, there's no words. I'm dreaming of a, see? Maybe if I could whisper it.
Well, what if Frank Sinatra sang that song? Maybe.
No, No. You want to hear something that's great? Play a little. Do we have any of this? Do you ever hear this?
Our next guest on Live at 5
is Nelson
Sunday at the Westbury Music Fair.
Have I heard
and
it?
Each year when Don Rickles comes to town, we look forward to it.
I love it every time.
On Live at 5, he always has such a good time while he's here.
That's it?
Yes.
Thanks a million, Jack, for this big opportunity. I swear to you, I didn't want to be on this. I didn't want to come on this thing. You made me come on, and you'll never see me again. I'm fed up. And I hope that thing shortens out your ear. What do you think of that?
Thank you very
really
much.
Really fed up with this. Well, I didn't need it.
Welcome back.
Yeah, it's great to be back, Jack, especially when the guys were holding me in the hall begging me to come on.
They were out there offering you money and everything.
Yeah, everything.
Right?
Now, it's nice to see you, though.
Yeah, you're out of Westbury through Sunday.
No, I'm in here for the garden show.
I'm
out of Westbury with Hal Linden, a wonderful singer. Yes, right. Westbury's about 700 miles from the city. We start out on a Tuesday to open on Friday. It's a whole thing, but it's lovely out there.
Well, you look good. You've lost a little weight, you were saying.
I lost about 15 pounds. You know, got to keep moving with my kind of act. And you got to be in shape. Otherwise, they come and get you.
Any particular kind of diet? I mean, did you find something special that worked for you?
Well, I look at my wife, and I get a little fed up. No, I got a lovely wife. She just, see, I can't eat because we just came back from Paris, and she shopped. She has a black belt in shopping. She went bananas. The woman never looked up. The bags were like this. She never looked up once.
Nothing.
Valentino thinks she's part of the family. It was really something. It really was. She went crazy. But we had a marvelous time in Paris. You ever go to Paris?
No, I don't.
You ever leave your house? You don't do much of anything, Jack. Just sit here with Sue going, is that train still stuck, by the way? I mean, I watched your news last night. There's a train stuck. I mean, you made it like, you know, it was World War III. I mean, there's three people still in that car saying, fix it already. That news was really, gosh, I mean, that train should be fixed.
A little depressing here in New York.
Well, the news is really, you got firecrack stories, really.
Yeah, you don't
still the wind up for the rest of the show. You can take a nap.
You got firecrack stories. The mayor's outside with a canteen. Mayor's outside with a canteen. Tom, do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, so too many. When are you going to get the other tattoo, the other arm tattooed?
Funny you ask.
Yeah?
Maybe we could have some of this, betting music while we play.
Let me ask you this, Todd.
What do you want to ask me, baby?
How was your trip to Texas?
I'll tell you how my trip was to Texas. Seriously, the crowds were great and I had a good time.
Let it all hang out.
Let it all hang out. Maybe I should just do Let It All Hang Out. You know what I mean? Tell me a story. Tell me a story.
Tell you a story?
Tell me if we should do it. I should do it live and just play the betting, or should we do it with that? So let's do it this way. So just, hey, baby, I did it. And I said, groovy, baby. Groovy. Or you say something, and if we do it like this.
The traffic today was a little bit horrendous.
Let it all hang out.
Well, what do you
Let it all hang out, motherfucker. I don't know.
Oh, is this what I do now? Is this the show? Maybe it is. Let it all hang out. How you doing, Jake?
Doing great.
Give me some words of wisdom. What do you have to say to people that are listening? What do you say? There's someone right now listening. It doesn't have to be, hey, by the way, we don't, it doesn't have to be words of wisdom that are, you know, like one small step for mankind. It could be just a little piece of kindness, maybe a little piece of advice. Let it all hang out.
That's right.
Let it all hang out.
What do you got? Let it hang out. Hey, Jake, let it all hang out.
I'll tell you what, when you're out there and you...
Let it hang out closer to the mic.
I'll tell you what, when you're out there and you just don't know if you should keep going or stay where you are, do me a favor.
Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Yeah, that's right.
Todd, when you're doing your laundry...
Yeah?
And you take it from the washer...
Mm-hmm.
And you're not sure what to do with it. You got any ideas?
Yeah, you know what I do?
What?
Let it all hang out.
I let it all hang out. Seriously, do you let it all hang out, Tom? Do you think you let it all hang out?
Yeah.
You know, it's just emotionally. I think you do.
Once in a while, I'll let it all hang out.
Let it all hang out.
No, let it all hang out. I don't like that one.
You know what?
If I'm going to do this right...
Let it all hang out.
That's better.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. All right, now do another quick one.
Yeah. Keep on moving down that street, guys.
Let it all hang out.
And then the music gets louder. Like, every time we do Let It All Hang Out, let the music go up a little bit.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to say to people? It's hard. I threw it at other people, but now I have nothing to offer. And I have nothing to say to anybody. Hang in there, baby. I know I saw that on a poster, but I really do believe it.
Let it all hang out.
What if that's where... Do you think people get their motivations, like, when they see the poster that says...
hang in there, baby, and people buy that. Do you think that helps them get through the day?
Are you talking about the Burt Reynolds poster?
Let it all hang out.
I'm not sure people buy that poster.
No. It's a picture of a cat hanging in a tree.
Oh, okay, that
and
one,
then it
yeah.
says, hang in there, baby. You think okay. that helps? Like, someone goes, well, you know, it's just a little bit. Sometimes I look up at that poster and I see the cat saying, hang in there, baby, and it just gets me through the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
let it all hang out.
Most people identify with a baby cat in their lives, you know?
It's because the cat's like, help.
I mean, like when you're driving, sometimes you feel like, I'm a baby cat. How am I going to merge into traffic? So when you see a poster identifying a baby, you know, with a baby cat, you just feel like, all right, this cat gets me.
His name was Tom Martin.
Todd, I got to confess something.
Hello.
I'm Vice Pope.
Hello.
If the Pope dies, I'm a heartbeat away from Pope.
You're Vice Pope.
So I appreciate a little more respect to my office.
Yeah. VP.
No, I was just saying hold on. I don't want to show any disrespect. Here's someone really backing out. All I was saying about the Pope is you got to give him credit.
No, that wasn't what you were saying at all.
Well, sometimes I get thoughts confused. But no, I think, hey, you know what? It's like Jesse Jackson said, you know, no one wants to march forward quicker than him. So you got to give the Pope credit for what he did, not concentrate on what he didn't do.
Oh, well, we'll have to listen to the tape because it sounded like you said, fuck the Pope.
No. You could go listen through it. There's nothing. I didn't say anything like that.
Oh, I know.
Like
you said, fuck, comma, the Pope is awesome.
Okay, we'll go around the room. Do you guys want to, here's the way we're going to take this bit. Do you lie for me? I think you lie for me. Lying's funny.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So here we go. Now, to go around the room, I thought I was very honest about the Pope. I thought, seriously, and they could hear you, pick your head. Did you remember me saying anything bad about the Pope?
Not even a little bit.
No, honestly, dude. No, I'm being totally serious. If did I when I came in here, and you could roll it back, did I say, what was the gist of what I said?
You think he's the man?
Ryan, thank you so much. And yeah. Jake, be honest. Jake. This is not, this is like part of the family here. It's not like, oh, I want to be right or I want to be wrong. Did I? And be honest with me, I don't fucking care. Maybe I forgot. Did I say anything even slightly negative about the Pope?
You were like, Pope, more like, oh, yes, there's hope.
Really? Because I feel like you're questioning me. I'm almost infallible. I'm a heartbeat away from being infallible. I'm the vice vicar of Christ. What I say, if the Pope dies, is law. And so what you're saying is that I heard things wrong, because what I heard was a stance that was very anti-Pope.
I might have said something, but I don't remember.
I got to know if I'm going to file a biblical complaint.
What's the first thing you would do if you were the vice pope?
Vice pope?
How about the principal of your school? You thought he was a big deal. He was nothing. Let it all hang out.
I had the vice principal threaten to beat me up one time in high school.
Oh, he sounds like a mature
adult. Yeah, he was a great guy.
Sounds like he definitely has the right job.
He said to me, you're lucky you're not 18, or I'd wait for you after school and I'd beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, I'd say wish. You know what? I'll wait till I'm 18 and then I'll come back here.
I lied about being drunk. I was put before this council of teachers because I came to a basketball game drunk and they busted me. And then I was advised by another teacher to not admit it or they would suspend me. And so I said, no, I wasn't drunk.
Hold on, shut it off. I have something to do, and then then
the band has to go, so hold on.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Let it all hang out. Yesterday. That's my voice.
You know.
That's the problem. I need that voice. Watch this. Can you give me some more? This is it. You know, so harmonized. Like, you know when someone does such a harmony, their voice is so processed that it's like, no one's impressed. You know what I mean? Like, somebody that's on one of the Kardashians releases a song. No, anybody could do that. Now, that's what this is. Only worse than them. Guys, can you give me a little something? And now, the end is here. And so I face the final curtain. My friends, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. This is really good, right?
Oh, yeah, silky smooth.
No, is it good? Seriously, guys.
Oh, it's totally good. It's your real
voice.
It
sounds like my normal voice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It doesn't sound like you're singing through a
bed sheet. This is my normal voice. Play back me in the beginning of the show. Serious, I'm not so bullshitting.
play the opening thing back. No bullshit. Play the opening back.
Yeah, okay, hold on.
So you can't go from doing that. I mean, the Pope, in 1 second, the Pope is saying it's wrong. It's either it's wrong, it's right. If you're going to help people, help them. If you're not, just pick a side. You're wishy-washy.
Okay, see, now I'm learning you can't trust your memory, because that's not how
that's
I remember
That's not how you remember
voice.
It, no. You know what? And now... I need more in the sax, Frank. I really think a lot of it's your fault. I'm like that girl in the video. And now... No, maybe that's not the right one. And now... I think I got it. And now... The end is near.
Now you're two people.
And so I face the final curtain. My friends... No, I think I can do better. Keep going, guys. Two... And now
the end is near.
Hello. This is my show now. Hello. Maybe this is better.
Hello. And now the end is near.
All right. Hello. All right. Guess what? Stop the music. Turn my reverb off. I'm not charging for that part of the show. I'm going to leave it on, but I'm not going to include it in the time today.
Do you have the T-Pain button that makes you sound like T-Pain?
What's that?
I don't know, but he sounds very processed.
I don't need any more buttons. Do you go wah, wah, wah? They should start using that on The Price is Right. It sounds nicer.
What do they have?
Now they go wah, wah, wah when someone loses. Oh, my God. He just did that on the guitar. That's crazy. What was that you just played? Do that again. Sounds like Rory Scovel's act. Nothing at all. No. Rory. You know when you say, whoa, somebody trying
Why
to
Why do you take a shot at Rory?
Trying to start
Ryan runs out. Todd hates Rory.
He might not have known that I'm his good friend. So, you know.
I just fell in love with him. Like, I recently just.
Well, he's sick and he can't perform anymore. That's what I heard. All right, listen, here's what we're going to do. We are going to take a break. The band's going to go. We're going to come back. What time is it right now?
8:50.
So much fun we're having tonight. Hello. People are like, all right, now that is enough.
Todd, I'm a little worried about taking a break because there's all these guys in like black flowing outfits holding staffs, and they're pacing, and they look kind of pissed off. Like, you don't think the Pope called his?
No, shut up. I had no idea what you were talking about.
His guard out here, his gang, to rough you up a little.
No, not. No, my ride's here.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Yeah, shut up. It's ridiculous.
Your car was here the whole time. It was parked out.
Yeah, you don't need a ride. You have a car here. I'm not sure what you're getting at.
All right, listen, I don't want anybody else to do it because I'm going to get upset if I see someone do it right. Hey, you know what? Let's say goodbye. Maybe I should close out with a song.
Oh, that's what people want. I mean, it's a Todd Glass music podcast, right?
Tommy, you say exactly what I want to hear. Like, but not really. Like, I know it's not true, but in the thing, it's like, no, are you serious? You just be here. I want you to do it. I want you to even sell it more.
Of course I am.
Okay, so I'm going to say, you just know, you've been working here for like, you know, it's like one of those radio stations, you know. They'd be like, all Tom Martin does is kiss Todd Glass's ass. And then like, so things like this happen. Well, I feel like I've done enough singing today.
You haven't done enough singing at all.
Nah, all right, I know you're just saying.
Hey, Todd, I'm the one who's got to deal with the letters when you don't sing. The phone calls, the letters. Why didn't you let Todd sing more? More singing, and then you're like wishy-washy about the singing. Get up there and give the people what they want.
Well, I feel like you might just be saying that because it's my show, or, you know, it's called the Todd Glass Show.
Todd, I'm honest. If I'm anything, I'm honest.
Can I say something now?
I wish you'd sing it instead of saying it. Is that so much to ask? I mean, that's what the people want. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay, I'll try.
I appreciate that.
I don't really want to sing.
You're still not singing, and that's what the people want.
And now...
Yes!
The end is near. And so I face... The final curtain. Is that enough?
No, it's not.
My friends, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. Here's where it gets so hard. I've lived, if I just didn't think about it, a life that's full and traveled each and every highway. But more, much more than this, and this is the hard part. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the thing. There's where you go.
Well, you know what? Can I just say, Todd?
Is that enough?
And I'm not exaggerating, but that little bit made the world 70% a better place to live in.
Tom, I want to.
I got 10 texts right now that just said that.
How many emails?
150.
When we come back, first of all, how about a hand for the guys coming in today playing for us? On sax, Frank.
What's Frank's last name?
Capazio. Hold on, bring the music down. What's your last name, Frank? And don't stop playing. Frank what? Frank Silva? Look at you, all grown up. Remember he used to come in here as a little guy?
Yeah, little Frankie Silva.
And then Alex, what's your last name?
Noyce.
Alec Noyce?
Noyce.
I like that. Silva and Noyce. You're going, Alex, he's nice.
Silva and Noyce.
All right, don't make jokes. Fucking joke he's heard, we got to repeat it.
I'm not going to make jokes, Todd.
Alex. Well, can you play, what's a Christmas song just on your guitar for a second? I want to hear what you, like, what? Like, which is that? Slay on, laughing all the way. Bells on, bobtails ring.
Alex, can you try and stay with Todd?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like those ones I used to know. And when we come back, is what we're going to hear.
What are we going to hear?
Jake is going to do iPod singing, where he iPhone singing, where he puts the phone on and he sings along to a song. No one hears the music but him. We just hear him singing.
Oh, good.
That's called a tease in the business. That's what we fucking do. We tease people. We're going to play more Don Rickles. This show, let me tell you something. This show right now, because this is the way it happens. I feel it. I know what I'm talking about. Now we're ready to kick it into gear.
This is going
to
be exciting because my UCLA extension course, we haven't got to teases yet.
And then, and then Frank and Alex on the way home goes, oh, I'm glad they decided to kick it in after we left. We would have liked to seen a little of this magic that they're talking about so much. I'm dreaming of a why. I understand that girl in that video, the one that tries to sing and she gets mad. It's frustrating. It's fucking frustrating. It's all I ever wanted was to be able to sing. We'll take a break. I mean, but you know, people have had enough.
No, Todd. You really gotta promise me one thing. I don't understand how teases work on radio shows or whatever. Can you promise me this one thing?
What?
That there will be more singing in the second half.
Now you're serious, right?
Am I serious?
I'll do a little more. I wasn't going to be honest, because I thought it was getting a little much on this show, but I think you're right. And I gotta trust. Sometimes you gotta trust other people.
I'm
so what, it's like people love it or something?
It's not even love so much as demand. Demand it. And I don't want to deal with angry people who have to listen to you.
I feel like other people don't want to hear me sing, though, on the show.
Please leave a message.
What is this?
I just feel like there's too much singing.
Hold.
Like, no. This bit's not going that way. We're going to change this bit. This bit is going. You're leaving a message on Tom's machine, and you're upset that I don't sing more on the show. Matter of fact, see how this for me.
I was talking about Mark Maron's podcast.
Oh. So anyway, come over here. I'm going to give you the phone voice because we're going to do this right before we go to break. Hold on. So you know what you're. Okay, watch this. Here we go. Well, I just feel like. I mean, does Jake want to hear me sing? Say, matter of fact, we have a.
Well, matter of fact, we have a message. A recent caller.
Nah, it's not a real call.
Oh, sure it is.
I don't hear phone things.
Please, oh, you will.
Leave a message after the tone.
Well, that's one phone thing. There's no more. Does that? Oh, shit. We are calling. Oh, this is real.
Sure is.
Oh. This is a message from Jake.
All right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Tom, hey, this is Jake from the podcast. I'm on, like...
I don't know how to tell Tucker. Sometimes, like, he's really about, like, comedy in the podcast, but it's like, I know that I'm getting emails from the listeners, and they're on the Facebook page, and the Facebook page and the Twitter, and...
Pause it. I feel a lot better. So this is really him. This isn't a bit?
That's not a bit. How could it be a bit?
Play it. Play the rest.
What they're saying, Tom, and I'm so glad that I have a friend in you that you'll be able to talk to Todd as like as a compadre, you know, like because I know he'll listen to you. They want more songs. They want just more melody. They want more jazz, more rock and roll, more.
You think I could just make that up?
First of all.
Jake, we are ready to go, but that really means a lot to me. And I want to sing more for you, because let me tell you something. You do such a great job on this show, and I tell you the truth, I don't want to sing. But if you guys want it, I feel like that's all I can do to give back.
It's not what we want. It's what the people
listeners
want.
Really.
Do we want it? Yes. Do we demand it? Yes. Do the listeners demand it? Oh, yes.
You're right. All right, so let's do this. Let's take a break. You know what? We don't need to take a break. Let's just take a deep breath and we'll just plow right through the show. You know what I was thinking of? Oh, that felt good to take a deep breath. It felt good. See, isn't that funny? We just took a deep breath and now I feel totally energized. Mm. I feel like I got a 15-minute break.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes a good deep breath will do that.
Yeah, we just did it. We breathe in and we breathe mm-hmm. out. Hey, Aristotle, I kept laughing at you all week when we told everyone, like, think of something good that happened to you. It could be in mind a little, like, you know, someone gave you a cupcake.
His always involve a cookie.
Yeah, well, listen, he goes, that somebody brought a lot of vegan cookies, and at the end they said, you know, you could eat all you want. He goes, so I ate a fuck ton of vegan cookies. A fuck ton. Aristotle.
You know, do you ever wake up in the morning and a song plays in your head? I swear to God, like, every other day, Aristotle, playing in my head at like 8 a.m. when I roll out of bed.
See, I know how to do a show.
You sure do.
That's right. And my instincts, play that song.
Todd, this is going to sound weird, and tell me if I'm overstepping my bounds, but I have this legal contract drawn up asking you to sign and promise that you'll sing a song later in the show.
Oh, you're not fucking around. I thought, to be honest, before...
I got your lawyer here just to double check he's okay with it.
Just I mean, sign. I could do a song. Would you like me to just sing along, maybe? What's this song here? I like to sing along. It's a song.
Just thank God we don't have a band here anymore.
Let's make pretend we're going to see Paul Anka right now. He's on stage.
We're at the show?
Yeah, we're at the show. Start it over. Okay. Put a little reverb in our mic. Yeah, we go, and like we have, this is a video we're watching. It's like, in other words, we have our cheap little camera, so you're listening to Paul Anka because we just recorded it when we were there, but now we're playing it back to the audience. You follow what I'm saying?
Not really. So we're
okay, we go to see Paul Anka.
Right.
And we brought our video camera.
We taped it. We bootlegged it.
We bootlegged it, and now we're playing it back the audio.
Where are we? Are we at your house?
We went to see Paul Anka at a theater.
No, but where are we right?
We're doing the podcast.
Okay, so we're watching it at the podcast.
Yes.
Okay.
I know. Guess what? I was probably confusing in the way that I told it. But I want everyone to know that during the break, Jake went over to make a cup of coffee. He didn't put a lot of coffee in, and in an instant... Then I said, let's add some chocolate. First of all, I totally knew what I wanted the drink for him to have would be, and I plowed past all his he was very gracious about it, though. He goes, yeah, I'll take a little bit of chocolate. Yeah, the whole package. Yeah. The whole package. He's like, okay, I guess that's my little bit of chocolate.
You go half and half?
Yeah. And then I go, I know what I want him to have. I know half a bag ain't going to do it. I have to have two of those packets of chocolate to make a real good cup of
hot
chocolate.
But you did it so quick that I couldn't tell if you poured the whole bag in or not.
I poured the whole bag in there. And then... He gets it, and he stirs it up. It's a little frothy at the top. And then I get some of that vanilla creamer out, and then I go, yeah, you'll take a little bit of this, too. I don't even wait. I want it to be in there before he goes, no. But guess what? He drinks it, and what did you say it was like?
Marshmallows.
Shut the fuck up. It's like fluffy, chocolatey marshmallows, right?
Yeah.
I just thought you crossed the line when you grabbed his hair and tilted his head back and poured it down his throat.
Well,
like that.
I mean,
it was hot.
People,
it was a hot beverage.
People sometimes, you know, they get a little. They need a little push in life. You know, they need like, you know, they need a little. How the fuck did you know? I was looking for the on the board here on the chart where you know where obviously where I write it down whatever you call it that song because I thought I should tell him to play it and then he fucking played it. Now look, coincidence or not, that no, that's not a coincidence. That's pretty cool, right? And that's why I'm gonna give him another song. I'm gonna sing more songs for you tonight. Let it all hang out.
That's what they want.
Let it all hang out. You know what? Somebody said, you know what? Let's. You know who doesn't get a tribute? You know who doesn't get the tribute they need? I show a little respect to Judge Judy.
Judge Judy.
Oh, please. That's baloney. Duh. You look ridiculous.
Got it?
You ready?
I'm ready.
You think he's ready?
He's not ready.
You know who I am, right? What's my name?
Judge Judy.
Who are you, ma'am? How you doing?
Don't ask me how I'm doing. Where's the money?
The money, I do not owe her anything.
Oh, please. She ran out of my house and slammed the door, breaking the window. I was extremely upset, so I grabbed a rock and tossed it gently at her car. I like 10 million people to hear
that's
that
hilarious.
She does something stupid. It's my joy in life. You know what my father used to say?
You want me to grab one out of the air, please?
He used to say to me, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
This is her in action.
Teach a pig to sing. It doesn't work, and it annoys the pig. Dumb ideas come from people who have dumb brains.
No doubt.
Did you ever hear the expression, beauty fades, dumb is forever? Either you're playing dumb, or it's not an act. You see, they don't keep me here because I'm gorgeous and 5'10".
And then she goes, sit down. Wait, play that. Can you play that back a little? She does this thing. She's, by the way, she get. I hope there's people out there going, I'm so glad Todd's saying this because I think it too. She, I like her. James makes fun of her, but he also likes her, I think. I don't know. If I found out he doesn't, he can fucking never do the show again. But I love it. She comedically gets it. She does this laugh and she goes, ah, ha, 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 sit down. So now I want you to listen closely and hear it. She goes big and sit down. Like she got the comedic. You know,
well,
little,
how did they find her? She's a real judge, right? That they found.
She was a whore in Brooklyn.
Really?
No. Why do I say things like that? It's not nice.
So it's not true.
No, she was probably a judge in the, I would imagine, in a court that had a. You know, they think she would make a good show, right, you know, right. And I would, you know, a lot, obviously now she's allowed to really say things that have nothing to do with the law, but she obviously knows the fucking law, but she can give her opinion too, majorly step outside the bounds of what a judge is allowed to do. And she does because it's a TV show. But I bet in real life, she just creeped over it a lot. You know what I mean? Like, oh, right. That's not really. But she was a judge that gave her an
well,
opinion.
Well, now they get the right people in front of her that are the perfect kind of stupid to yeah. press.
Some people think they're all fake. I don't believe so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. I think their show. I think what happens is, yeah, are there shows that have fake people? Yeah. And, of course. But I don't think they all do it. So, like, I don't think that's – hey, but if I'm wrong, who cares? They do a great job then. But I watch shows where I go, oh, I could tell they're set up and they right. were told to say this. But I think some of them are real.
Here because I'm gorgeous and 5'10". Sit down. I am a truth machine, sir. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Don't be a liar. I eat them up for breakfast. You lie to me, I'll wipe up the floor with you worse than anybody else who's ever tackled you. You better tell me the truth because I'm much smarter than you are. I love the truth.
Yes, sir.
If you don't tell me the truth, you're going to be eating your shoes.
The truth?
No, I'm here asking you to lie. Your story is a crock of baloney.
Excuse me?
On your best day, you're not as smart as I am on my worst day when I'm sleeping.
Yes, I have stupid right here.
You think you're smarter than I am?
Huh?
That's not a hard question.
No.
Duh. You thought this was going to be easy?
No, ma'am.
It's not going to be easy. It's not an answer. Well, it's not an answer. It's not an answer. It's not an answer. It's not an answer. You know that face?
That is the guiltiest face I've seen all day. Guilty. Ridiculous.
This stuff, Miss Doyle, who is a single parent raising three children with bills for your cosmetic dentistry, and you think that I am not going to humiliate you in front of 10 million people?
When you lay it out like that, yes,
if
I am.
If your mother didn't lay it out for you like that, I'm going to lay it out for you like that. You speak, I rule, and then you shut up. Do you understand?
When I was living in that shed, you know, I was watching the TV, and I just happened to see your show.
If you would have watched me more frequently, Dion, you would never be here today.
I love it.
You are pretty.
I love it.
When do you watch her? I don't even know when she's on.
I don't know. I'm kidding.
You just buy the DVD series.
What's this?
Hearing now through Sunday at the Westbury Music Fair, and each year when
I like this.
Comes to town,
have you play, have you heard this?
No.
Being with us here on Live at 5, he always has such a good time while he's here.
That's it?
Yes.
Thanks a million, Jack, for this big opportunity. I swear to you, I didn't want to be on this. I didn't want to come on this thing. You made me come on, and you'll never see me again. I'm fed up.
All right. God bless America. I just want to say.
Really, hey, can I say something?
Yes.
I have this thing. I was realizing we got to be more patriotic. And I don't mean just rah-rah. I think that, like, there's a feeling that right-wing people are more patriotic, but I don't think they are. I think that – I wish that people that seem to be that are more left-leaning or progressive felt or expressed themselves, or us who feel that way sometimes, if we expressed our appreciation of America more, because I think that we feel that way. And I don't think that the right should have a stranglehold on patriotism. Which,
well, they, first of all, I'll tell you why
they
do.
And there's flag waving.
I'll tell you why they do. And by the way, I hate to have fresh air to ever try to talk about anything that even tiptoes into a little bit of seriousness, because nobody wants to hear a high person lost when they're trying to have a serious conversation. When you're doing comedy, they'll get lost with you and they'll have fun. I'm going to try to say this. Maybe that question answers itself. And by the way, the right, the left, I always forget which is even which. I'm
it
just talking
matter.
About there's two types of people, basically, you know, and they, we, you know, mm-hmm. whatever it is, you know. What was the question?
Fox News people pretend to be more patriotic.
Oh, I'll tell you why. Because they do it in a very, you know, all the easy shit.
Right.
Like waving a flag. But meanwhile, the person, what you're saying, I get it. The person that's patriotic is the person that fights for women to vote. The person that
right,
uses
to make the country really better.
To make the country better, they go to bat, and it happens. And even though it's sad we had to fight for it, hopefully you're a country that at least moves quicker than other countries. And back to what you were saying. Help me.
Right. Well, I think
Why they have the rep for...
Yes.
Yeah, they have the
and
rep
the other
for,
side have the rep yeah. of being sort of anti-American in a way, which is not the truth at all.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's people that... Yeah, I guess that's almost cliche, you know, the people that wave the flag, like, more.
Right.
A lot of times, you know, what do you do when you're done waving that flag? What do you really do? You know, well, some do both, but if you just wave a flag around all
there's
day...
There's an expression, I think.
You got to go to rallies, and you got to fucking do shit. You can't be just sitting around waving your flag. Hey, what are you doing?
Right.
I'm an American!
Yeah, and I don't even like that kind of patriotism, though. I mean, because...
They're angry about it.
There's that expression, I don't know who said it, but patriotism is the last refuge of a scoundrel.
Right.
In other words, the person who's hiding behind the flag. It was a perfect example at our town parade on the 4th of July. The sleaziest motherfucker real estate agent that everybody knows is just the slimiest, lyingest bastard was wearing like an Uncle Sam outfit, you know? And you're like, that's perfect. He's hiding behind the flag right there. Like, oh, that asshole real estate agent loves America? Oh, sure, I trust him now.
Right.
But so I think there is that element, but, you know.
Right. First of all, that's hilarious. That's so... hey, does it work? You know what I say? It must work.
It
you know
must.
What?
It must.
I like him. You know why? Because he's an American.
Right.
And I'm an American. Us Americans got to stick together.
Right.
You know what? Look at this guy walking down the street. Somebody sent this song in. I mentioned it in my act was I'm in Philadelphia. It seems like this person is probably... They look like they could be anywhere like in like a college age.
I know I said that I was leaving.
You know what this song's about? Is it too sad?
But I just couldn't say goodbye.
Right, that's good. I like that version, but play Frank Sinatra. And that was very good.
I know I said that I was leaving.
So tell me, there's a question. I'm going to ask a question.
I just couldn't say goodbye. It was only self-deceiving to walk away from someone who means everything in life to you. You learn from every lonely day.
So basically, he walked away from someone that he still cared about tremendously.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Right?
That was pretty clear, yeah.
So, you know, you owe it to that person. I went through that.
Sure, who hasn't?
And I think you owe it to that person to let them know it's okay. Because sometimes that happens. You just, you know what I mean?
Right,
like you,
right,
you
right.
have a tremendous amount of respect for somebody, and then just it doesn't. They're the people that still talk. That's why, like, now I understand from when I was little, and my parents would have friends, and I go, and then their friends would show up, and the new husbands. I go, why do they? It must have not been normal because I questioned it. How does that happen? Because, you know, most people got divorced, and you knew it was wait, how were they able to do that? And then, like, Jordan Brady.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's friends with his ex-wife's husband. He goes, they golf together. You know, yeah, because it's a person that you left, but you didn't leave because you had to hate the person. And you still had a tremendous amount of respect, but you have to leave, right? I think you owe it to that person to say, it's okay. That happens a lot. Like, people, don't let the other person feel bad, right?
Yeah, totally.
I know someone that thought that that's enough.
No, it's not enough.
It is enough.
No.
What was I saying? I know that I said that I was leaving.
Yeah. So you were saying you've been on both ends of that.
No, just the...
just the sad end?
Well, no, it's not even sad. It's like you have to, you know...
That's why I don't talk to JoJo anymore.
That's why... That's why I don't talk.
Who's JoJo?
His grandma.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Oh, Jesus. Hold on. I'm fine. Guess what we never did? Here's what happened. I got sidetracked. We never went to see Paul Anka.
Oh, that's right. We got the video. We bootlegged the video. And we brought it to the podcast.
So we're there. And we got our camera. We're going to play this footage for you right now. We had such a good time. We really did. It was so great. Hey, if you're home, when you listen to it, why don't you play along like we're all going to see Paul Anka, right? You know? I'm confusing the bit. I confuse myself. All right, so here we are. Well, maybe he's – we just turned the recorder on, okay? Here we go. These are great seats.
Okay, I'm recording.
Thank you for taking me, Tom.
I took a little trip to my hometown. I only stopped just to look around.
No, I'm good.
He's looking at us.
Security.
We're going to sing along. Listen to the band. Bum, 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 bum. Listen. The progression. I love it. It's a youth.
Yeah.
Bum, bum.
The birds are singing. The birds are
I think that's Todd Glass from the Todd Glass Show. That's a person sitting. Here we go.
Echo reverb.
Yeah. Little drums.
Over here.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. fun.
I think we could be the backup singers.
We were good. Like, yeah, we're professional, I guess. I guess we're professional. I guess. They say we're like... I mean, like, they say, like, oh, it's so professional, your show. That's what they're saying. I tell you what, I got something. Well, let me get a little sense of time. What time is it?
9:37.
Can we go to 10:37?
Sure.
Is that okay with everybody?
Mm-hmm. I'd prefer we go to 11:37.
You know what? Don't. This. Yeah. By the way, this was the show we were going to just take that journey. So there's a little bonus in it for everybody if we go absurdly long.
Yeah.
$5 each. Liam, you think we forgot about you? This is the part you're going to play, and he's going to wake up. It's Christmas. Liam.
It's his birthday.
It's birthday and Christmas. Okay, so let's act right now. This is what he'll play. Liam, good morning.
Good morning, Liam.
Good morning, Liam. Oh, it's
Liam.
Christmas.
And your birthday.
It's that day. And you're not all by yourself. Listen, I know there's some people you want around, but the great part is you're with us. Like, seriously.
And we got you a present, but it counts as your birthday present and your Christmas.
Ah, we got you. We knew
you. We got you two presents.
Of course we got you two presents. Shut the fuck up, you dirty dog. I'm stealing Jake's lines. Anyway, I didn't think anybody,
clean dog.
So listen, you dirty dog. Listen, so,
we're right there with you.
We'll open it.
Oh, so Liam, so anyway, we're just, should he open it in front of us?
Yeah.
Okay, we had it mailed. I'm sure UPS brought the package yesterday. Okay, just shut the fuck up and open it, and don't, you deserve it.
This is going to be great.
Let's leave a pause in there for him to open it, and then he screams, oh my God, I can't believe it. We go, you deserve it. I hope, use it. What did he get? What did we get him?
Well, let's let him mail in and tell him which of his the favorite present, because I don't want him to, hear this.
Liam, Liam, listen, we're going to do a show now dedicated to you. We might be leaving you where we're literally talking to you. We're going to go back to the show, but, we're going to take you on the journey. I think we mentioned Liam throughout the rest of the show, so he feels like he's here with us.
Well, there's probably a lot of Liams listening right now whose birthday it is, but you know who you are.
That's how you know we're not – we would use a more generic name if we were going to – no, Liam, there's nothing generic about you. And you know what? I feel like we should sing him a song or something. No, I'm just kidding.
That's what they want.
Will you do your song?
Okay.
I want you to put on, so he's going to put on his headsets,
and he's going to. We're just going to hear his
voice. Can I
tell
you what song it is?
Yeah, you can. You can tell us.
Let us guess.
But it's like a. It's
Liam. Come on now, don't be so sad. What if I don't even need to say that. Why put him in a funk? Like, what if he's in a great mood? I'm going, Liam, stop it, banging your head against the bathroom ceiling, the vanity. I just can't.
Liam, we'll know if you push the 15-second forward button.
Yeah, Liam. Are you kidding me? You press one. You know what you could miss if you press 15 seconds forward? You never know what the fucking odds are, and this could happen where you just hear Liam, Liam, Liam,
right.
Liam.
Plus, there's a
12-second
tribute
Liam,
into here somewhere. We're not Liam. Telling you where it yeah. is.
Liam.
I could do a song out of nowhere and you miss it. It could be like all of a sudden, it's like. They press 15 seconds forward and then they miss, like, maybe.
Sometimes I'll do that and I feel like I miss something, then I got to go back and it's taking longer.
What was that? It was something we put on there.
I just missed this gap.
Sorry, who missed their gap?
If you press it forward and you missed half of something and you go back and then you pick it up again. But he said you might have just missed this gap if you went forward.
Funny. I got funny and mad. Here's me, because my instincts are to know that was funny, but also I realize it's an insult right afterwards. I'm like, hey. Hey,
Aristotle, if you say something funny and they're not ready for the Aristotle cue, can you just start singing Aristotle, Aristotle?
Aristotle, 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 Aristotle. Get off the sofas next. Okay, and then we're going to do you singing. Okay.
Which one's first?
You could miss this 15 seconds. I could have been singing a song. I could have been like, oh, Liam. Ah, Liam, yeah, you ain't alone. You're going to hang out with us. We're going to spend all Christmas morning
with
you.
We got an extra ticket to Paul Anka.
We're taking you, motherfucker. Why am I doing this voice? It just seems jazzy. But listen, Tom's got something he wants to say to you, Liam. Because it is Christmas morning. Didn't we tell you we were going to spend... You really thought back there when I said, all right, we're just going to bring you on for the show. You thought, oh, well, man,
we sent your family and your loved ones and your girlfriend to Hawaii so we could have you all to ourselves.
But we got messages. I'm going to change my voice. I don't like that one. Yeah, no, I do. But well, we got some messages. We got some messages from your family. And we're going to play one of them for you right now, Liam. Because even though they can't be with you and you're by yourself at Christmas, you ain't. This is your brother's, your brother Kyle.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Liam. I miss you so much. You're my best brother a person could have. And can't wait to see you. We might not be there with you, but we're thinking about you. Give us a call. We're over here. We're all missing you. Merry Christmas, Liam.
Yeah, that was his brother, Tom, whatever name I said before.
Kyle
makes everyone call him Tom because he, what if I, to get out of the lie, I cause a horrible story? Because he knifed someone in a parking lot. And he never wanted anyone to know his name because he was knifing somebody and knifing them. Ended up killing 45 people. One crazy night. Knifing everybody and then, I got lost. This
Kyle.
Is great music, by the way. I think I learned what I could do. Bring it down a little. Guys, bring it through the house. That's what we gotta do. Yeah. Sounds like a band now. Yeah. Can you get some reverb? Yeah. Liam. Liam.
Liam should feel happy. He's the same astrological sign as a certain Jesus Christ.
Oh, Liam, shut up.
Jesus Christo.
You... Liam, and the music ends abruptly. I got a note here. You have to go to the principal's office.
What would I do?
I don't know, but I got a note.
Oh, shit.
I just
he wants to kick my ass. Kelly Johnson is his name.
Your principal's here.
Kelly Johnson. Big mustache. Big handlebar mustache. Just hated me.
Isn't that a requirement for a principal?
Yeah.
Boy, adults can be dumb, can't they?
Yeah, it was just so weird. I remember I was shocked. Like, I wasn't even mad or feel threatened. Like, wow, the principal just
He's
threatened
dumb.
To beat me up? It's so weird.
In all fairness, I didn't know what you were like then, but I think you probably weren't that bad.
I wasn't.
I mean, I can't imagine what I would see you do where I'd go, if I was the principal, oh, I would have definitely.
I shoved a cop drunk, but that's...
Yeah. You're like, yes. Okay, Jake, are you ready?
Yeah.
Can you put some reverb in his mic, please, Aristotle?
I'm singing It Happens by Sugarland.
And I think everyone knows. He hears the music, but we don't.
And I'm a really bad singer.
It's okay. You know what? Just commit and don't try to edit yourself. Act like you're in the car. Get into it.
Yeah,
That's what makes this committed. I know. You always commit. By the way, no bullshit. Like, whenever it's a silly bit, Jake will always bring it home. That's why I give him an A+.
Yeah. I was waiting for something to start, but then I realized there's no music. Okay.
Really not so impressed, to be honest.
He took the course pass fail anyway.
Ringing hookup telephone, screaming up, man, singing that same old song. Wait, wait about an hour, woke up a coffee, no shower. Dreams and new lights on. Tell me why, me, oh, me, die, me, who know, do me, burn me. Say you will, no rhyme or reason, no duplicated, needed, need. No, you know, Stanley, it still happens. No, no, why you gonna make me? You gonna do? Understand me? You can't be the defense. Shh, it happens. Oh, you must be had a flat eye on my neighbor's Cadillac.
Like
I said,
wants.
I'll be right back. World. You little dancer and ran too quickly. Told my tooth that told me to hit me. Said, there's you, big girl. I got your net, baby. You owe me diamond the same old blown out coming with the same old condition for the day.
no rhyme or reason. Ain't complicated meaning. Ain't no need to understand it. It do happen. They don't know. Time don't take me. I you to understand me. He's the beautiful. Beautiful happens. It happens.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to stop him if he wants to keep going. I swear. It's great. I love it.
It's so weird. I
put your hands together now.
What is he hearing? By the way, I think you should do it next because that way.
I don't know this song.
Yeah, you're just repeating what you're hearing.
No reason ain't complicated meaning. Ain't no thing you're thinking is go laughing. I got you take it, I'm so okay. Understand it, indisputable fashion. It happens, oh, indisputable, absolutable, ipsilubens. It happens.
Can I tell you? Great job, Jake.
That was awesome.
You did. Can I? Play it again for me. I'll know right away whether I'm going to be able to let my guard down and just because you know you're hearing, well, they're hearing what you sound like when you have your music, right. You know. So it's you're baring your soul a little bit here. It's not that big.
What
of
just
deal.
Happened?
It's more vain, what I'm saying. But I really want to know what, like, if I tried to do it, I won't know if I will have the.
But you know what it reminded me of? A little bit at times he slipped into sort of the acting choices that Gabby Hayes used to make. He's that sort of cowboy guy that was in John Wayne movies. And you realize that it's kind of a good acting choice to almost be like singing
my
your words.
Alarm,
you know, like,
clock ringing.
Because it gives you a sort of an added.
False man singing, same old
bigness.
Song.
Bigness.
Rolled in late about an hour. Took a shower, took the walk of shame. Now poor me, why me, oh me, what you gonna do with me, oh me, oh my, oh me, oh me, oh my. I might have got a little lost. Why? Now I realize when he was quiet, why he was quiet, because you can't understand anything. I thought, oh, there's really a lot of moments where it's instrumentals, but it wasn't. It's that you can't figure out. Is this the, and by the way, I swear to God, is this the same song?
Yeah, yeah, it's
that's
same
the
song.
Same song you
yeah,
were listening
it
to.
It happens. By
can we hear it?
I mean, yeah, I don't know how well I did, but I feel like I pretty much got it.
Well, let's talk it. After the show with, with special therapists in the room. We'll treat it like, okay, can you play this through the house? Yeah. Or through the, not through the house, but I want people to hear it. That's sort of like that song.
Is it a country song?
I yeah. Actually, at one time, knew
I thought it was a rock
song.
And roll song when I didn't hear it. Now, I was surprised it was a country song.
And I thought it was Gabby Hayes.
Okay, you ready?
Sugar Land.
Why don't you play it, plug it in?
Okay. Here's my alarm clock ringing, woke up, telephone screaming.
When are you going to play it, Jake? This is you.
Jake, stop it. Seriously, play the real one. Jake, play the real one. That's obviously.
No,
That was you. It sounded just like you before. Now let's hear the real one.
Was that you?
Oh, that wasn't you?
That wasn't you?
No, that was the recording.
Oh, shut the fuck up. I couldn't tell. I thought you were playing back a recording of yourself.
All right. Well, here's
now play the real one though. Okay. Oh, you were. Oh no, come on. Stop.
Quit fucking with us.
Quit fucking with us. Come on. That's not there's no way.
I can't believe you think this isn't.
We know what our ears are telling us.
Pain. This is great. You know what? Tom Martin, I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here, too.
Will Ferrell's funny.
He's great. And people talk about, oh, is this overexposure? No, there's not enough Will Ferrell.
I agree with those commercials.
He's hilarious.
It can't go wrong.
And he's on ESPN interviewing people as Ron Burgundy. It fucking cracks me up every single time
I
see him.
Me too.
And I'm going to see the movie for sure. And I'm sure it's going to be 5 laugh-out-loud moments at least.
More than that?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying at least. And even if the story doesn't hold together,
Nick,
which it may or may not, it's going to be worth it. I ain't got a brand new
car. No, play the real one. This roller skate one. Look, there's been a few discrepancies. Bobby Miyamoto called me the next day, and he goes, "Oh, the roller skate used to be like a car key or something." But then I heard,
"No, there was a key to tighten."
There was
the key
to tighten. That's what most of the emails said. There was a key to tighten the skate. So, anyway, that's it.
Yeah. What if ice skates have it too? I think it's just you pull the laces.
Yeah, and nowhere in the last, you know,
Todd, don't you remember
20 centuries.
Your roller disco era? You didn't have a key for your laces.
I was very big in the neighborhood, even back then before it was popular. I had a Chevy coupe, and I used to drive everywhere when I was 12. No. I remember my friend Joe Potterton, and Joe, I hope you don't get in trouble. We used to take his parents' car out, and we would drive. And it's just funny, you know, the way he would drive. Like, he would, like, pass cars. Like, he didn't think go out and be real safe.
Right.
He would go, and I'd be like, "Joe, please." Like, even then, I was very, like, I went out and I had fun, but I was always the person. It's just not worth it.
Right, if you're already breaking the law.
Yeah, I'm like, just, what are you, fucking stupid? I'm just like, slow down and just drive slow so shit don't happen. And then he's like, "All right." He goes, "What do you want to do?" I'm like, I think, because I was afraid, like, I tried to always hang out with people that maybe had, like, a little bit of a, could have a little bit of a bully in them, but also be funny, because it, do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
I came, it's because I remember once Joe, this guy Joe Potter, and he goes, "What do you want to do tonight?" He goes, let's go throw rocks at people's Christmas lights. And I go, "Joe, I'm not going to do that." Like, even then I went, "No, I'm not going to, you know, destroy somebody's property." I wasn't an angel, far from it. But I go, "No, that's, I mean, that's just bullshit. That's, I'm not going to do that." He goes, "Oh, well, I'm sorry. Not everyone's rich like you." I wasn't even rich. But I was like, does he think I'm rich? Oh, my God. I'm like the rich kid in school, even though I wasn't. But to Joe Potter, and I was.
Yeah, because that's the line. Rich people wouldn't throw rocks at people's Christmas stuff.
Well, we'd have so much money, we could do other things. It's a poor man's sport, is what he's saying.
Right, right. He can't afford to go skiing, so he's forced to vandalize.
Well, what else are you going to do if you can't ski? Is there in-betweens? No. Yeah. Oh, no, I can't go skiing? All right, well, I'll just go get my bucket of rocks and start throwing them at people. What else would I do? Joe, by the way, take that name out. I don't need anyone coming after me. Like they're going to hear this.
Change it to Liam.
Get off of that sofa.
Hey, Liam.
Play that thing. I don't know why. Jake, the other night, he was going, "You know this song, Get Off of the Sofa?"
Well, it's from this song here that James
Play the real song. Ow! Yeah, that's right, everybody. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. Fun is about to happen. Buckle up, motherfuckers. That's right. We know what we're doing. Yes. That's right, we're dancing, everybody. We're sit dancing. I hope you're doing the same thing at home. It's funny when the music stops and you just hear bang, bang, like prehistoric. He looks like he's over there with a 2x4 just whacking at shit. It's like all of a sudden it sounds great and it's just everything. And then all of a sudden it's like just start hitting the drum. Here, all of a sudden it turns into this. No, just bang, bang, over and over.
You sound good with music, Aristotle.
It still sounds good.
Oh, my God, I could sing like that. Give me a little bit of that beat. Oh, my God, I think we're going to have a group. No, just the other thing. Welcome. I need reverb. Oh, my God, I think I found... fuck, that's when
that's
it gets
you. Frank Sinatra, if he was an Indian.
Me like to sing. All right, let's not do dumb voices.
I thought it would be funny if
by the way, we got a little carried away, and I apologize to the listeners. And, you know, this whole show's free today. I don't give a fuck.
So if like if it was just like an old man singing that song instead?
Get up. He was trying to tell me about it last night, but then he...
Hello, ball for that thing. I'm telling you now. Get up off of the sofa. It's my seat.
It's a fine line.
I love it.
He was trying to tell me about it last night, and in all fairness, like, I was listening, but he goes, I'm not really explaining it right. And then I came in today, and I heard it, and I was like, just
who was
play
that?
It again. Play it again. But it's like, I don't know why, but I know what you mean. And as soon as I heard it, I'm like, now I know what he was talking about last night. Why is it a...
I'm chewing you now. Get a little move on the sofa.
Shut up.
Get up off of that sofa.
Who is this?
It's Jake.
Oh, it's you?
Yes.
I thought it was Todd for a second.
No, it's Jake. It's
That's
Jake.
Really good.
I know what people want. That's why we get together. We know when it's time to just do something special. Turn the lights out.
Now I'd like to turn to something that that so happens to be the title. This is a great song by George Harrison of the Beatles with a marvelous arrangement by Don Costa. It's one of the best love songs I believe to be written in 50 or 100 years, and it never says, I love you in the song, but it really is one of the finest. If you please. Something in the way she moved attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way that she woos.
See what I do here? People hear this, the echo.
I don't wanna leave her now. You better be leaving and how.
Look, just look, there he is. I can taste January.
Somewhere in her smile, she knows. I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me. I don't want to leave her now.
How good is
you
this?
You better believe and how. You're asking me, will my love grow? Well, I don't know. No, I don't know. You stick around, Jack. It might show. In the way she knows, all I gotta do is just think of her. Something in the things that she shows me. Ain't gonna leave her now. You better.
The Todd Glass Show.
Marvelous arrangement. I love it.
Oh, wait, there's more.
Will my love grow? Well, I don't know. No, I don't know. But you stick around, Jack. It's gonna show. But I don't know. No, I don't know. Something in the way that she knows me. And all I gotta do is think of her. Something in the things that she shows me. I ain't gonna leave her now. You better believe it. good now.
I thought we played it two times by accident.
Because he goes in for the end. By the way, I don't know if it just felt that way today, but this house system, I like hearing it that way because it sounds like you can imagine him standing there. Yeah. Any singer, just playing any music that way. I'm not saying him, if he's not if you don't like it. You know, I was never, to be honest with you, there were Frank Sinatra songs on like that very, you play like sometimes like, well, my parents sometimes would play that stuff like on, in the house, like on a Saturday or something, you would hear music or Johnny Cash, you know. So who are we talking about?
Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra. So, yeah, so I heard it, and there was definitely a lot of Frank Sinatra songs I liked, but, I wasn't like – I didn't really understand. But I have to be honest. Some people say, oh, he's just a singer. It's not a big deal. He didn't write any of his own songs. But after this weekend, for whatever reason, really looking at some weird clips I've never seen, I guess it's just all opinion, but, it's some of his – it's unfucking believable.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a connection. And I like that he sings into the fucking mic. Like, it's his voice right there, nice and just crystal clear and just the perfect tone. And it is fucking – and the orchestra is – it could be a 60-piece orchestra, but his vocals lead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big time. And it was pretty amazing to watch him, like, just do – and then I saw him, like, practically doing stand-up. He's doing this show. Like, I don't know. Maybe this is the show. I'm going to take a deep breath. No, not yet. Not yet. Hold on. So anyway – but so I was really peeking around a lot of his stuff, and I was like, God damn it. Like, he sold the fucking song.
Right, yeah. He took a song everybody knew and had it etched in their head a certain way and told you a different way to enjoy the song. Yeah.
Right, and I like that he did that. You could say, well, it's all up for interpretation. Look, there's enough – you do whatever you want. But I love when someone paints a picture. Like, you're right. Someone could go, well, it's whatever you say it is. But I like when he goes, this is a guy. Just picture him walking home just – leaving a saloon at about 4 a.m. and just thinking the mistakes that he made and was it worth it? Was it fair? And was life worth living? And this is what he's thinking as he's walking home. And then you're like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I re-listened, like you just said. But then, there's other people, they don't do that. I don't give a fuck. I'm so sick and tired.
Well, it's weird that the Beatles kicked him out of the band, early on. He was like one of the original members.
Who?
Frank Sinatra. In the years in Germany. I think.
He good. Well, by the way, some of those guys made fun of the Beatles, but I guess Frank Sinatra did and then changed, because I could have sworn a long time ago in this show, we played a song parody. Maybe it wasn't Frank Sinatra, but it was Alan Sherman, and they were singing, I hate the Beatles. They got no rhythm. They got no dent.
To them at the time, it was like the Jonas Brothers, probably. They just felt like some poppy kind of different thing that the kids like. They didn't know.
And then maybe it earned their respect. Instead of thinking they went wishy-washy in their opinion, maybe after a while they earned the respect.
Right.
And went, no, this is better than that. Like people have done, like Justin Timberlake, maybe you would say. Like, oh, okay. So maybe with them, it's not that you – if you didn't think Justin Timberlake didn't have it before, it's not that you were being negative. It's just – you just – wait, who are we talking about?
Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra. Oh, the Beatles. Like they maybe they could have been that, but then they proved themselves, and then you change your opinion. People gain your respect. So maybe that's what happened. I'm trying to be fair to Frank Sinatra.
I just wish we could have told the Beatles that they were good before they broke up. I feel like our opinions could have kept them together.
What the hell you're talking about?
I don't either.
I know what you're talking about. I always know what you're talking about.
Tom Martin.
Yes.
Tom Martin.
Back on the show.
Been too long.
Eight episodes.
Hey, you know what I want to do? Let somebody... Hey, Drew, my friend. Drew. Drew, listen up, Drew. Drew, listen up. He had an idea that we take the onion ring bit, and then he mix it with the You Do Coke. So, like, you go... Finally, you'll say... All right, let's go.
I love any sound effects. It's like, what does it mean? Nothing. All of a sudden,
Oh, I get it. You're getting the car ready for the onion ring bit. No, this is a different way to do it. So anyway, we're going like this. It's okay. You know what? I'm a little upset with just what happened. Let me take a spin around the block. Let me start up my car, which I'm already in. Oh, is this a professional show? Do you think it is, people? Turn that off. Turn that off for 1 second. Turn that off. Is this a real show? Oh, I'm going to start my car.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is a show. Oh, hold on. Let me speed up the mountain. We do it fucking right. This is perfect.
You have. That's too fast.
Oh. Yes, this is what we do. We have a professional show. Shut it off. Oh, excuse me. There's a lion behind me, and I'm getting pulled over at the same time. Oh, yoy. I can't believe it. There's a lion behind me, and I'm getting pulled over by the police helicopter, and the police, the ground police, are right behind me. And I'm getting pulled over, and there's a lion. This is the Los Angeles Police Department. Please pull your car over. I've been on those rides. Turn that on. I've been in cars with that sound inside with high speed chase. That's what it sounds like inside a cop car.
Can I ask you a question? How were you able to get those sounds on a podcast, though? Because most podcasts wouldn't be able to get those sounds.
Oh, well, hold on. Would you like a drive through our studio? Hop in my car. Shut the door. I'm going to drive you around our studio headquarters. Okay, let me pull up the street here. These are all of our sound effects buildings.
Whoa.
That was our president. He just waved to you, by the way. Uh-huh. He's turning around. Oh, look at him, leaving on a ship with cows. I don't know where the bit's going.
Well, how do other podcasts get their sounds?
Well, they don't have them. They make people imagine. Look at this. Lost my virginity to this music. That's a true story. Why would I lie? Oh, so I'm going to ask you for... I know where I'm talking. Drew. Drew's like, oh, did Todd forget about me? No, and Liam, relax. Drew is just our friend. We're not...
Liam, if we slip into like the 26th of December, we want you to know that we still remember it was your birthday yesterday.
Yeah, we're not going to forget about
through,
you.
Try and get through this whole podcast on the 25th, though.
Can I tell you, and I shouldn't play it because Jake asked me not to. He said it's... He was so he just gets really excited. Jake left me a message the other day on my machine about Liam. I know we're going all over the place now, but it's okay. We're back to Liam. By the way, if you're a new listener and you're just tuning in, Liam wrote us a letter. He said he's going to be spending his birthday and Christmas all by himself, and we said we'd spend it with him. So this is the 25th, and we're spending the whole day with him. That's the day he's going to play it. For other people, you play whenever you want.
Are we going to drive there in that car sound?
Oh, sure. Wait. Sure, get in the car. No, where are we going?
We're going to Liam's.
Should we go to Liam's?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, you know what? Oh, now
we
I'm so excited.
We have the car sound. Why wouldn't we?
Do you mind if I speed?
Be careful. What if the cops come?
They're not going to come. Oops. Oh, shit. You were right. I should have gone slower.
Sorry, Liam. Liam, we're not going to make it.
Fuck.
We tried.
I can't believe we can't go now. I should have listened to you.
We got run up the road by a cow.
We couldn't go because we fell into the water. It's all
you
the
You got to stay true to it's, the imaginary sound.
It's the bit. The bit can't. No, we could go anywhere we wanted, but we chose. Oh.
We could ride these cows to Liam's.
You know what? Do you want to?
Yeah.
I will.
Oh, no.
The car.
Why did we go into that glass building with these cows?
So right, listen, don't make it sad. You know what? Hey, get off of my lawn. Get off of my lawn. That's right. I'll cut you with this chainsaw. Get off of my lawn.
Is that a real chainsaw, Mr. Glass?
Yes, it is. And I'm tired of you coming on my lawn.
But it's Halloween.
Nah, I don't give a shit. Ah, sorry.
You can't shoot me on Halloween. We're allowed on your lawn.
Turn the sound effects off. I'm embarrassed. This is not a show. We have to be appreciative.
But it's hard to stay mad when there's so much beauty.
Let this breathe.
Sometimes I feel like I'm seeing it all at once, and it's too much. My heart fills up like a balloon that's about to burst. And then I remember...
Oops, I think I left the stove on.
Todd, can I say something? I want to compliment you. The other day you made...
I'm not singing. I'm going to tell you that right now.
No, this isn't about singing. You signed the contract, you promised. But I want to say the other
Thank
day...
Thank you, Jake, for the due
You
respect.
Were saying how wrong it is to use someone's nationality or something about them as a way to describe somebody. You know, and I want to say that was very Irish of you.
Oh, you give it a good...
Well, no, I'm just saying it was brave and courageous and bold. Irish.
But you notice, by the way, isn't that funny? Positive, it sounds nice, you know, but it usually isn't.
I don't know what you're getting at. I mean, I just said you were Irish, and that
I mean, I'm,
I don't think you should own that as a characteristic. I don't think I have to do it. Was an Irish.
Well, you're saying it's wrong to say bad things about people, and they're like calling me, Jewing me down, or you know, whatever
just,
it
you
is.
You shouldn't attribute even and a positive thing to a whole group of people. Just let each person.
You're
stand
not understanding.
For themselves.
I'm saying you were courageous and honest and brave, like an Irish person.
I get it. I get it. That's how you shut people like this up. Oh yeah, yeah. Of course, of course. You know, what are you going to do? You just totally lie. Oh, of course, of course. Sure. Wait, let me back away from you. How about Disney clothing making people look poor? How about the way that ended up
all
over Twitter?
Why do we give
Twitter?
Liam all that Disney clothing? I mean, that's now he's not going to wear it.
Liam. My name's Liam.
Is he here?
No. It's how he would introduce himself. All right, listen, here's what I want to do. Here's what I want to do. I got a lot to do. I mean, you know, there's just a lot. I might not get... Look, folks, I'm going to have to break the bad news to you. And I don't want... I do not want any... I just, we're all full-grown adults. I'm not going to get to the call people thing I was going to do.
Thank God. I thought you were going to say.
Come on. Stop it. Stop. Come on. Stop. Oh, shit. We're calling somebody? This is a message that Jake left on my machine. I guess apparently he wanted, I don't know what he wanted.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, what's up, Todd? This is Jake calling. I was just wondering, what time are you going to be at the gym today? Because sometimes when I go there, you know, it's fun to have someone to talk to. So I was just wondering what time you're going to the gym. Give me a call back. My number is 949.
Wait, why don't – I'm lost. I thought you were – wait, I got lost and help me out. Aristotle, come to the mic. What was the bit?
You were going to
– All you did was say I was leaving
people.
A message.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then we were trying to talk you into doing the calling people bit.
I figured you guys would just make that funny.
Yeah, I thought he was going to go like do the bit. Like the message was – I was setting him up to say, hey, you got to do that bit. Look, right. Who cares? You know, I listen to the show later. Do you want to try to figure out what we were doing now or do you want to go forward?
I thought
I had a pretty good
– Okay, let's go back over it. Help me out. So the bit was
– You were cueing him to say – call up and demand or request that he do the calling bit.
Exactly.
And all you threw to me was that I was leaving you a message.
Well, he knew it.
Jake, you know, I think you just missed a little bit of the information. I was still going with it. I still thought, you know, being improv experts like we are, we could have picked up the ball and ran with it. But
what was I supposed to do?
I was also confused.
You were supposed to call up and demand or request that he did the calling bit.
Oh, I was going to get to that after the end of the
video. Oh, all right. See, we cut in too quickly.
Were you seriously?
Yeah, don't be a dumbbell. I never liked a dumbbell.
Nobody likes a dumbbell. Why shouldn't I be a dumbbell?
Because I never liked a dumbbell.
Well, I won't be a dumbbell. But I don't understand. What if I was a dumbbell?
Well, you just shouldn't be one.
Nobody likes a dumbbell. Don Rickles says nobody likes a dumbbell. I mean, this is true. Like he said to the guy, don't be a dumbbell. Nobody likes a dumbbell. He goes, I never liked a dumbbell. Because he doesn't know. Some people might like a dumbbell. But Don Rickles, like he was basically saying, that's why it's funny. Hey, don't be a dumbbell. And if you need to know why, because nobody likes a dumbbell. Nobody's ever going, you know what I like about that guy? He's a dumbbell. No one
and
likes
everyone
it.
Everyone loves a dumbbell.
Everybody loves a dumbbell. No, they don't. Nobody likes a dumbbell. Don Rickles is right. Oh, you know what? Oh, make sure. I hope she brings her dumbbell husband. Boy, I love hanging around with dumbbells. No, nobody says it. They always go,
oh, I went
on.
To this great wedding. Don Rickles, my cousin married this dumbbell. Oh, we're so happy to have him in the family. This dumbbell's great.
Oh, well, wait, maybe if that's true. So maybe people do like dumbbells.
Oh, he's great.
You love a dumbbell. What do you love about a dumbbell?
Well, he just like he doesn't work or have anything interesting to say. It's just nice to have a guy like that around, a dumbbell. He makes a lot of mistakes, breaks dishes like crazy, but whatever.
He's a dumbbell. Yeah.
You know, he's one of us now.
He breaks dishes. He has nothing to add to the conversation. Everybody likes
shirt.
A dumbbell.
Always buttons his shirt one button off, but
everybody
what are
likes
you going to do?
Everybody loves a dumbbell.
Everyone loves a dumbbell.
What if everybody it was like, what if it was like, don't be an elliptical machine. Nobody likes an elliptical machine.
Don't be.
the gym.
You know what we could do is we – here's what I want to do. Hold on. Take a deep breath, everybody. The onion ring bit. So we're going to – what's that? Whose noise is – oh, you.
Do Ryan, me a favor. Seriously, we got to start the show over now.
Hold on.
We just wasted –
oh, we just started? Oh, sorry.
3 hours.
Brian, don't worry. Put your keys over there. I'm just make yourself –
we've got Tom writing on the show.
And put your keys over there. Give me that bottle cap. By the way, you're doing the bottle cap. What if I took the drink?
You'll get this back.
Give me the bottle cap. Give me the bottle cap. Just so you know, like everybody just knows that I consider it my neuroses, and people just indulge me. But you did nothing wrong at all. Nothing. I go to do the same thing at Radio. I put my drink down. It's just this. You know what we need to do? Once we get the mics off the table, that won't matter because when you come from over here,
soundproof this table.
Yeah, and then you'll encourage people to bang the table.
Well, you won't hear it. You should be able to. I've got an amplified table, and I'm going to fucking.
It's an electric table. It's plugged into an amp.
Let me try. How about that? This next song was written by Rudy Brutstein. Okay, let's do the bit. So we're going to take. You do coke.
All right,
we're
going to
mix
onion
it.
Rings.
Okay, so what happens is eventually you go. Well, we can go to Ruth Chris, and then I'll go, and then I'll do my line, okay?
All right. Well,
I don't know. I just need a pair of, I just want to go out and get some onion rings.
Well, I mean, we could go to, am I going to say the less, do I want to go right to Ruth Chris?
No,
or
no, you're
going to
get there eventually.
Okay, well, you want some onion rings. I know a great place. It's just a small hole in the wall. It's like a stand. You have a stand there. Some people are chili dogs. No, you love it. If you get a chili dog with it.
I want a good onion ring.
Oh, these were voted best onion rings in the city.
I just like something. Something else in mind.
I hear what you're saying, but the great thing about this area, it's all these stands. I mean, there's like, the roaches everywhere, but the food is great.
No. I'm thinking.
Plus, it's like $2.
I'm thinking something nice, like nice onion rings.
Well, we could take them and eat them in a nice place, I mean.
No, I'm just thinking.
All right, we'll go to a different place. You're not in.
I'm just saying.
All right. Well, I thought we could go to Jack in the Box.
I'm
know
talking
burgers, maybe whatever.
Stop it already.
These are the best there is.
I don't know what I'm thinking of. I don't have a place in mind. I'm just thinking.
Well, if you do have a place in mind, just tell me and we can go there. I can keep
just name somewhere.
Well, we could go to McDonald's. I mean, they're more for the fries, but they're onion rings.
No, I'm not thinking of that. I'm just thinking of a nice place.
Well, I mean, of course, the nicest. We go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Ruth's Chris Ruth Chris has onion rings. I hope I did the bit right, sir. I forget the person's name, but I think I might have done it perfect.
Good. That's hilarious.
Ruth Chris has onion rings. Maybe we could find the email, but
Drew.
See, I wasn't sure what you were doing. But
I know
I got
you didn't
it.
Know. You didn't know. It. You just kept you were, but it made it funny because you were doing it longer. I kept saying you thought I was saying stretch, and I was like, no, go to Ruth Chris. Go to Ruth Chris. This is maddening when we're here in the studio, folks. These sketches take a lot of work.
In rehearsal, we nailed that one. So,
have you had a Wetzel pretzel? Because I'm going to tell you, I start going into product placement. Boy, are they delicious. The Wetzel pretzels, they have them at a lot of malls. You go, Todd, are you doing an ad? No.
No, it's
I
not
just
all like
love
you're doing an ad.
Wetzel's pretzels, and I'll tell you what, during the holiday, you're going to go in there and they're going to give you the Christmas tree pretzel. Great to give to people. You give them 10 come in a box, and the Wetzel pretzels, boy, are they good, delicious. It's like hometown goodness with some nice,
sweet
butter.
Todd, I found a check
butter.
From Wetzel's pretzels addressed to you. You're
giving,
saying you're
they're
not.
They're giving me a little bit to talk about their pretzels. I'm not going to lie. It wasn't coming out naturally. I knew it. But they are delicious. Something about them. They're just, it's a hot, delicious pretzel. Talk about a bakery item and a good snack food all mixed into one. Wetzel's pretzels. You'll bite into it. You'll swear that you are in heaven. And that's what you are when you're eating a nice, delicious Wetzel pretzel. Wetzel pretzels, they're delicious. And during the holiday season, if you go into a Wetzel pretzel near you, someone told me that if you mention the show, that you'll get an additional 98% off.
Whoa.
One penny pretzels. They're good. All right, I'm done. I'm out of that bit. It was like a bad sketch, and it got worse. What do you want to do as we go to a close?
We wish you a merry one. We wish you a merry one.
That's not like that.
And a happy cocaine. We
sure.
Wish you a merry one. We wish you a merry one. We wish you a merry one. And a happy
And that is, of course, Steve Finearts. This is Steve Finearts, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
This is Steve Finearts.
I know him more of a dancer than a singer. I didn't know he sang, too.
We wish you a mellow one. We wish you a mellow one. We wish you a mellow one.
I love this song. Oh, my God. I'm totally enjoying it. You know why? Because the person singing it's having so much fun. Play it again. I'm not joking. I'm serious. I wish I could sing. Better. This guy, stop it. Play this. I'm not joking around here.
Now I'd like to turn to something that, and that so happens to be the title. This is a great song by George Harrison of the Beatles, with a marvelous arrangement by Don Costa. It's one of the best love songs I believe to be written in 50 or 100 years, and it never says, I love you in the song, but it really is one of the finest. If you please.
If you please.
Something in the way she moved attracts me like no other lover.
Remember, we're voting, so listen
close. Something in the way that she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
Okay. Now play the other one. And really try to be fair. It's different styles, but...
We wish you a merry one.
Well, it's hard because they're both Frank Sinatra doing a former Beatles song, so it's hard to pick which one is better.
Can I tell you, can we go to Sinatra but missing the whole talking part? Mm-hmm. I want to really, you know, give him a listen here because I'm such on the fence. I think we're both leaning the same way.
Uh-huh.
Let me hear it again, Sinatra.
It was a marvelous arrangement, so you should be able to find it. Just look for marvelous arrangement.
Something in the way that she woos me.
Woos me, baby.
I don't want to leave her now.
I could say, why can't I do this?
You better believe it and how.
You better believe it and how.
Somewhere.
That's what he does. He goes... What if I'm a dolphin? No, what does it do this? What if I had the smallest hands in the world?
Rolling his hands.
Look, I could do this. Something in the style
that shows me.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to
leave her now. I'm as good as Frank Sinatra. This is freaking me out. You better believe and how. It's all bullshit, this singing. I'm great. All right, now play the other guy. Let's stop fucking around. Seriously, we got a judging to do.
We wish you a better one now. We wish you a better one now. We wish you a better one now. And a happy cocaine. We wish you a better one now. We wish. All right.
Yes, Aristotle, just hold it up because don't forget to do Christmas songs.
Hey, Todd, you said...
Don't start. No, Aristotle, don't. No. I don't want to hear you start singing Christmas songs on your guitar. Don't do it. Nobody wants to... Nobody wants to hear it. No, Aristotle, seriously. I want to hear one song, not... I want to hear...
Why doesn't Aristotle listen to you?
Let's go for a sleigh ride. A wonderful
I get it.
The angels
Aristotle.
We have heard are walking in a winter.
He's just going to do it.
Jolly Christmas is here bringing a cheer. We three kings away in a manger. We wish you a Merry Christmas. So Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, yeah, put on your yarmulke. It's time to celebrate.
All right, come on. All right, we get it. There's a lot of songs. I get it. There's talent.
Silent night.
All right, come on, Aristotle.
I'm dreaming of a blue Christmas without you.
Aristotle.
Oh, the weather outside is Feliz Navidad.
Aristotle. Aristotle, I'm not shitting around. I'm not kidding around. You stop it.
Is my two front teeth.
All right. I hope you're happy.
I can't believe he just... You got to crack the whip a little more. I mean, he was just completely...
Do you know who that is?
Aristotle.
That's Aristotle. That is Aristotle. But guess what? I think he does a cover of... That's a... Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Him.
Yeah, okay, I recognize the voice.
Chad guy.
What a song. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. Right. Somebody called and had their kid do it. It was so cute. Do we have... We shouldn't have it, so don't... But
what if it was just you doing a kid voice right then?
There's nothing like seeing an adult do a kid's voice that makes you want to barf. That used to be in sketches a lot. Like, I'm a little girl. Well, come on. Let's not be playing little girls anymore when you're... But it was a style. I'm making fun of it when I know some great comedians did it. It just became a funny style of, you know, you're 35, you're playing a 12-year-old. It's,
hey, Todd.
They did it on SNL, and it was hilarious.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm just going to keep talking.
Go ahead.
What? Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Wait, say that again.
When I was 12, they wrote in a script for me to play a pregnant woman on the show I was on. And my dad talked to the writers, and it was just different. I don't know what.
What did he say?
I don't know what he said. I was there for that.
Do you think it involved threatening, or do you think persuasion?
No. My dad was just not okay with that. Right. And then they gave it to the black. They gave it to the other black girl.
Right.
The other one.
Sounds like something fishy is going on.
Well, it sounds like they at least listened to parents, you know? I mean, if a parent felt that they were protecting their kid, it seemed like I'm glad they listened.
I mean, it's one of those few instances where I don't blame my dad for, like, being weirded out by that. I mean,
Hey, a roll's a roll.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Regardless of gender, though, to be 12 and pregnant.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that aspect. Well, that's horrible. Your dad was absolutely right. I'm glad I got the story back in my head. I got lost.
But what if it was because he wanted the role, and then the next thing you look, he stole the role from you? Yeah. Like, Dad, like how'd you get on the show?
Like Mommy Dearest, when she goes after the same role her daughter gets, but she gets it. There's a scene in Mommy Dearest like that. Someone told me I never saw the movie.
I don't watch sitcoms.
Wetzel Pretzels. I'll tell you what, the holiday's coming up, and you always want to go over somebody's house, and you never know what to bring, and you walk in, and if you're empty-handed, what are you going to do? Wouldn't it be nice if you could just get something in the mail, like a Wetzel
Pretzel?
Todd,
it sounds like you're doing a commercial. I mean, your voice totally changes when you start talking about Wetzel's Pretzels.
Oh my God,
it doesn't feel natural. It sounds
Tom,
like... What? You swear to God that wasn't a commercial?
I'm crying right now. I know I don't see it.
Well, you have to understand, you start speaking faster.
It eats my insides out. It eats my insides out. It's called Plugola, and it's illegal. Oh. There's a name for it, and it is illegal.
All right, I'm sorry I accused
you. And you think I'm going to sit here and do that to my best friend in the whole world?
I stand corrected.
Well, then you're going to want to get a Wetzel pretzel, because let me tell you something. They're delicious. They're buttery. And I'll tell you what, if you're worried about gluten-free, these Wetzel pretzels, you go to the mall, you'll really like them. Get them in all different flavors, all different sizes. Have them sent to people for $20.
Why do you only talk about Wetzel's pretzels like this? You don't
say... Oh, my God, I'm supposed to talk about what I like on the show. I'm supposed to talk about what's near and dear to my heart.
Okay, then how about the Panda Express next door to Wetzel's pretzels? I don't hear you raving about that.
It's all right. Just I like Wetzel's pretzels. I think they're good. I think they taste fresh. Sometimes I want something that has some hometown goodness in it that I bite into, and it just makes me feel like everything's going to be
See,
all
when
right.
You say
I don't know why a pretzel's
goodness,
synonymous
it doesn't
with
sound
it.
Like a phrase you'd ever say. It sounds like you're reading something, hometown goodness. When have you ever said something as hometown goodness? You haven't. You're doing your commercial.
All right, you got me. You got me, you motherfucker. I was getting a little kickback. I didn't want to say anything.
Tom Martin. Back on the show. Been too long. Oh. 8 episodes.
That's a great one. I really like that one. It like really says what you just said was great. It's like that celebrates, like when you just have something that's really funny comes out of your mouth, and then like you go, this celebrates it. Go ahead.
Tom Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Back on the show.
Yeah, that's right.
Been too long.
You're damn right.
8 episodes.
He's
Liam,
here,
that's for you. That's another gift.
Liam.
Back on the show.
What is this, Hanukkah with all the gifts?
Shut the fuck up! It's a gift to play this song for the listeners.
Tom Martin, back on the show. Been too long.
And this is like the biggest. Would you say this is the biggest thing since Oprah giving the audience cars?
It sure is. Look under your seat.
Martin,
everyone,
put that cassette deck, that show. Cassette in the deck, and
been
listen.
Too long. 8 episodes.
You're welcome.
What is it, Hanukkah? Put on your yarmulke. Celebrate Hanukkah.
Do you think we'll be around?
Get off of that chair. I would have you do that again, by the way. What were you going to say, Tom?
Do you think we'll be around in 70,000 years the next time Hanukkah lands on Thanksgiving?
I hope I'm here.
Did you hear that story?
How does it work?
I don't know. I don't know how they figure out when it lands, but apparently it's not going to happen for 70,000 more years.
cuckoo, cuckoo.
I'm just making shit up.
I'm on the show with
Why
a cuckoo.
Why would Tom make no, that thing cuckoo up bird. About Hanukkah and Thanksgiving? It's weird.
Oh, I didn't know this I was doing a show with a cuckoo bird. I'm doing a show with a cuckoo bird. No, I'm sorry. I mean, cuckoo bird.
All right. Maybe I had it wrong.
No,
maybe I didn't
hear it. I have nothing against a cuckoo bird. You want to host a show? They should call me. God, no, Tom, listen.
That's impolite to call someone a cuckoo bird. Set. I'm not a cuckoo bird.
I don't care. You should do what you want. But
I heard a story and I brought it to the table.
Tom, all I'm saying is that they should have said, Todd, do you want to host a show with a cuckoo bird tonight? And I would have said, no, I'd rather not
to
tonight.
To me, that sounds like you're calling me a cuckoo bird.
You should be who you are, but it's a cuckoo bird. I'm just saying. I feel mean in this bit, calling you a cuckoo bird, because I know you're very sensitive.
Well, only a dumbbell would do a cuckoo bell.
No one ever likes a dumbbell.
No one.
Seriously. No one likes a dumbbell.
We've established that some people do like a dumbbell.
Nobody does. Who likes a dumbbell? Nobody.
My new brother-in-law.
Our next guest on Live at 5 is appearing now through Sunday at the Westbury Music Fair.
Oh.
And each year when Don Rickles comes to town, we look forward
Push
to
it forward
being with us here on Live at 5.
If you don't mind. If you don't mind. Is there any way... Is there any way you could push it forward a little?
There is no way.
I wish there was a way!
Hid. There's a lot of hiding. A lot of hiding. As soon as I heard one of those guys coming out of the trees, I went, no trouble, no trouble. In fact, I bought toys from them.
They're
little toys and so forth. No, I was in the Philippines on a PT boat. Motor torpedo boat. Were you in the service?
Yes, I was.
Ours?
Yes, yes, I was.
Well, I was in the service. Ours? I was in the Philippines, which is great climbing. You hang around Manila and the Ligayan Gulf and Cebu, and you get malaria, and you die usually.
I see.
And it's about 105, and you walk around with a little loincloth, and, you know, and you keep firing at anything that moves. You
know. The mosquitoes.
And we had a wonderful commander that said battle stations, and when we were in action, he was below decks, under the covers, saying, keep firing, keep firing.
Holding his teddy bear.
Yeah. Well, but my service days were, it taught me a great deal.
Did you have any trouble adjusting to civilian life after your time in the military?
Well, I came home and I wanted to be an actor. So that was a little ridiculous. But I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, which they keep it quiet. You know, Robert Redford's, Jason Robards.
Were you on scholarship, Don?
No. I just walked in and started acting. You don't get a scholarship, you pay. You got to audition. Don't be a dumbbell. I hate a dumbbell. read the paper. Know the questions. I mean, what is this, Stump the Stars?
No, I was just curious
I hate a dumbbell, he said.
Don't be a dumbbell. I hate a dumbbell. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Don't be a dumbbell. I hate a dumbbell. Well, in all fairness, Tom, now tell us again, because I want to remind myself, because I always like to give the opposing view, and you made a really good point, why you're happy that I have to be honest. I used to think nobody likes a dumbbell.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a great story about a dumbbell.
Well, if you meet this guy, you know, so often you meet a guy with a great personality. But when your sister marries somebody, you want them to be a dumbbell. You want them.
Now, why is that? What are the good qualities of a dumbbell?
Because they're fun. The way they just sit there and grunt. Or they'll spill their meal on themselves and then laugh and then tip over on their chair backwards. You know? And then the dog runs over and you think, how did we get this guy? How did we get so blessed? And when they start a fire during the holidays, you know the whole house is going to go up in flames. But what the heck? It's a dumbbell. And you got one.
He leaves the gas on the stove. He's a dumbbell.
Yeah.
Everybody likes a dumbbell.
Everybody likes a dumbbell.
Would you think, and I like to, as we go in for the close here, but would you think it's fair to say some people don't like a dumbbell, some people do?
How could you not? Think about this.
Well, I'm trying to meet in the middle here.
Well, he falls asleep.
Can you imagine
on the couch
that some people
smoking? Next thing you know, the couch is smoldering. You're breathing those toxic fumes, and there he is. Do you save him? Do you wake him up? Or do you let him burn with a couch?
So, but you still
you save him because you want him around next year.
Everybody loves a dumbbell.
Everyone.
Why does everyone love a dumbbell?
Because
during
the holidays, when you get a gift that's insulting and wrapped unprofessionally, you know, a dumbbell, this is going to be good.
Do you have a dumbbell in your life for real?
Oh, yeah, a couple. Oh, do I really? No,
yes.
Not really. No.
I thought you did.
Maybe I'm the dumbbell.
No, you're not.
Oh.
You're not a dumbbell.
Oh, phew.
I never liked the dumbbell. Thank you. Ah.
Oh.
Oh, what's that? Oh, no, seriously.
Should we duck?
Oh, my God. Somebody emailed me. They said gunshots are funny, and I think, why is it?
Because it makes you alert instantly to, like, should you jump, duck? What do you do?
It's going to be, hey, Oh, come. Hey, don't be giving that lady. If you, anytime you want a gun to be friendly, you have to defend someone. Hey, leave the lady alone. Say, I'll do what I fucking want.
I'll do what I want.
Yeah. There you go. I just did that one near your foot. You open your mouth one more.
Am I the gunman or the?
No, you're the guy bothering the lady.
Oh, okay.
Sure, I'm designing the characters here.
I want to know which guy I am.
You're the creepy fuck, and I'm the guy that comes in with the gun and saves the day.
All right, wait. This is my lady. I'll do what I want.
You will?
Yeah.
You'll leave her alone and show her a little respect.
Mind your own business.
Yep. There you go. How's that?
Oh, you have a persuasive argument.
Okay, that's right. One in your face.
All right, that was uncalled for.
All right. Another one in your face.
See, now.
Another one in your face. No, I don't like this bit. I don't like this bit. At least, no. I'm not editing out because it happens sometimes, but I stop myself.
Right, that's fine. Now I got three bullets in my head, and then you're like bailing the bit.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, sure.
I'd rather discuss it and leave it in.
Uh-huh.
If not, we take it all out.
Well, see, I think people heard us before pretending the car sound
was
a real car. So I bet they'll think that the gun was fake, too.
Oh,
but yeah, now it's in their head already.
You think they'll think I was shot?
Well, I was thinking in that bit, you know, I was really thinking.
What?
It was gross to me thinking of shooting someone in the face that many times. Their face would be totally.
I know. You've said that a lot of times. You've said, I'll only shoot someone in the face once.
You really
maybe twice.
No,
but you
I know
will
what
not
I'm saying.
Shoot
it's,
someone in the face.
The visual got too gruesome for
all right.
me. The visual got too gruesome.
Well, I can say the first bullet passed right through my cheek, so it didn't leave much damage. And then the second one glanced off my forehead.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good.
I'll tell you what a wonderful time I had tonight with you people.
I'll say.
You know, those were the best summers of 2013. We did the podcast every Tuesday. Eventually, sadly enough, Tom Martin was found.
With three bullets in his head.
With three.
I don't want to do it. Wait, one bit after another. No, I'm going to change it. Tom Martin won the lottery and ended up giving everybody half. and everybody was wealthy, and we all lived happily after ever. Yeah, why not make things happy, even in fake little bits? What the fuck? What's it cost me to just paint a better picture? Tom, and those sure were fun times. I'm not going to go bad negative anymore.
That was even Year of
around.
Our Lord 1.
Tom Martin.
Second coming of Liam Christ.
Tom Martin left the studio. Drove straight to Liam's house. That night, Tom Martin drove straight. We got in the car. Ryan got in the car. Young Jake and Aristotle. We all got in the car, and we drove to Liam's house. And on the way there, you know what happened. You pulled over to buy a lottery ticket.
I bought that lottery ticket at the Circle K.
3 days later, we won, let's get to the point, $52 million. And Tom split it with everybody.
My mistake was giving everyone a half share and promising everyone a half share. I don't understand math. And so it put me deeply, deeply in debt.
And Ryan was the only one that was a little frivolous with his money. Not all of it, but he took, right off the bat, he made a horrible choice. But then after that, he got really good with it. Ryan took right away $10,000 of his, because he got like over a million, and he bought gum. But I mean, he didn't know. He got excited.
But Jake's was a little more irresponsible.
Well, Jake.
He bought that barrel of nuclear waste that was in the Nevada desert. I mean, spontaneous kind of...
I even asked him, I said, why do you need that? He goes, it's just cool to say I own something.
Yeah, I own a lot of waste. Nuclear.
And Aristotle took every single penny and gave it to PayPal for the show. And that's were fun times. And everybody's health was great.
And then you bought all that stock in Wetzel's Pretzels.
It ended up that I did come clean. Wetzel's Pretzels is a sponsor now. I think I should just be honest. By the way, to George Carlin, they're not. It would be funny, though, if they were. Well, everybody, what a fun night, right?
Yeah, it was good.
My ride's here. All right, hold on. Let the siren go a little longer.
The LAPD, pull your car over. This is the LAPD. Please pull your car over. We're sending in the police dog. It's a dog that walks on two hind feet, dressed as a police officer, and it approaches people's car.
That was our bit.
Todd, can I just ask you, maybe it'll help the bit work if we knew what you mean.
Pause.
When you say your ride is here, what are you saying exactly?
Because it's just like, just let it go.
No, I think people need to know because you do this whole bit like you're my ride's here.
Oh!
See what I did is that's a cop sound. They're not really coming to get me. Oh, no, you guys get it. You guys get it. Nailed it. A lot of times it's just timing, you know. You think of the bit, you go, now's the time you drop the bomb. And you're like, yeah, it's not my ride for real. I'm just doing a joke. That's a Christmas gift for next year.
Liam, what are you doing? Oh, that's right. We're still with you. We told you we were going to spend Christmas with you. I don't want to see. There had to be points where he went, all right, they probably moved on. Shut up. Don't be fucking. I say that affectionately. Liam, can you even believe it? Like, did you expect this much? No. And I know you think, what are we trying to pat ourselves on the back? I'm just saying we remembered you. I should have done it more. You know, I'll still lay in bed going, we should have mentioned Liam more.
Well, there's no reason you can't just drop it in. Aristotle, just every, you know, 15 seconds or so, just drop in the word Liam.
What's your favorite memory of Liam?
Well, I'll tell you. That was
Do we have any music we could play? Maybe something nice. Let's really make a produced piece here.
Well,
I'll never forget the time that Liam was a cowboy and he was roping cattle out on the range. I thought we had cow sounds, but I'm not sure we do necessarily, but I remember Liam was a cow. And that... And then he wrestled one to the ground, but it kept pulling him. He went right through that plate glass window, right in the middle of the range there. I don't know why they put it.
Well, I'll tell you, Liam was amazing. He used to dress up as a kitten and run around the 405 so cars wouldn't hit the real cats. He was such a decent human being and kind and nice, and everybody stole from him, including me.
That's when he got the gun and he started firing it safely into the air, not in someone's head.
Yeah, he always just shot his gun into the air. Just would go into the town area and just, it was his way of saying, be nice to each other. And he would shoot it into the air. We'd hear that gun so clearly. No, no, it was a gun. No. Who's doing the gun? Who's doing that? Is that you? Shut the fuck up. It's like he doesn't want to admit that he can't get
he can't get the sound effect.
See,
I'm like, it sounded like the worst sound effect you could possibly buy, but I wasn't paying attention to him at the time, so I just heard like, that's the worst one in the world. I don't like it. I thought, you know, sometimes they'll try new gun sound effects. Well, that's not going to be the one I want to use. Let it all hang out, baby. Let it all hang out. What do we got? Are we going to a close? Did you put anything up on the board we didn't do?
The Todd Glass Show. The number one podcast listened to in other countries by people who are smarter and hipper than us.
Anything else?
So it must be a...
What's this?
Let's make some noise!
Let's make some noise!
Come on!
Come on!
The bit is on fire! We don't need no water!
It's the bit. You know, the bit you do, like when you do a bit, you don't know how to get out of it when it's not going right. The bit. The bit.
The bit is on fire. We don't need no water.
Let the motherfucking bit burn. You let it, put it to rest. You know when you're lobbing a bit at everybody, it's not working? Let the motherfucking bit burn.
Didn't Blake Wexler sing this at one time?
He did, and I think I liked his version
better.
I
miss him.
Oh, I guess you heard.
Yeah, that's lucky.
So sad.
Unlucky.
He had someone butt ahead of him at Cantor's last night, and he had to... Yeah, it was a bad thing, and he ended up going after that person.
Well, he stabbed him, probably.
Right? No.
No?
We're ending happy today.
Oh.
After I...
You didn't let me finish. He stabbed his pastrami sandwich right when it was falling to the ground. He caught it on his knife. He gave it back to him.
Wexler, party of five.
Okay, let's shut this off. This is not no way to end the show. Unprofessional. I'm kidding. I love it all. Is there anything else you didn't play? What's that? What was that sound effect?
Ow!
Hey, everybody. This is the Todd Glass Show. I like overly produced things. Like, I'm doing it now, but you know, there's, like, that's right. We're sitting with Tom Martin.
Hello.
Ryan's here. Young Jake. The Todd Glass Show. We're going to be back. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff today. We got a great show for you. We're going to talk to Tom about his family life and his new house. Young Jake will tell us how he got a girl's number on an airplane. We never talked about that. And Aristotle will tell us more about the fuck ton of cookies that he ate hanging out at a Hollywood party. This week on the Todd Glass Show, if you're out there on the 405, it's a little bit congested this morning, so fuck it. Just fucking flip the fuck out and enjoy yourself. What's the worst thing that could happen in your car? Just fucking flip out. Just start banging shit. No, I won't. No, of course, that's not good advice. What if somebody listens to me? I might edit that out. I want to thank you all for coming by tonight.
We should finish on a Christmas song.
Get off of that. Get off of that thing.
Play yours again. I want to hear yours again. I'm not even joking. Show something the respect it deserves. Here we go.
Get off of that thing. I'm telling you now. Get up off of the sofa.
I'm telling you. That's just...
So it's the opposite of Frank Sinatra.
It makes me laugh, something about that. There's something... I don't know what to do to leave. What time is it?
Well, do you want to... You promised you'd sing, and you haven't. You're not leaving until
time?
You
10
sing.
10:52. 3.
I feel like I am... I do want to go eat, and I need to. But I think, like, what if... I mean, I don't... Don't just say to say it. Like, I almost could listen to Frank Sinatra almost at one more time to do that song, but... Is that a way to end the show?
Are you going
to
sing it?
We do have that whole thing from Frank.
Oh, my God. That would take too long. Do you want to hear a little Frank Sinatra? Like, let's do that, and then we'll just do a song. We'll do it. We'll do a group song, Christmas song.
That's good. Yeah.
So, but let's let this breathe for about 3 or 4 minutes. We'll do that, and then we'll close with a Christmas song. Right? I always like to sing a good little Christmas song, right?
Yeah, this is him live at Caesar's Palace.
Why are you crying?
Liam,
you're upset about it. Why? You're really crying. Would you rather me not talk about this on the podcast?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
What's wrong, Tom?
Well, I mean, I thought we were going to go to Liam's, and now we're wrapping up, and we're not at Liam's.
No, after this, when we're done, we're going to all drive to Liam's house. I'm sorry. I can make the bit go anywhere I need to.
We said we're going to get something to eat.
We're not. You know what? I have an RV outside. We'll eat on the way to Liam's.
Really?
Yeah, we'll go pick him up. We'll all get in the RV. We're going to go to Liam's. We're going to drive straight through tonight. I have a professional driver. I have a look at the tour bus outside. Jim Gaffigan lent me his. Brian Regan wanted me to take his. I didn't, you know, it was a
big
argument.
Said we could get a fuck ton of cookies, too.
And then Aristotle, did you hear what happened last night? Turn around and look outside before you have.
Oh, my God.
What's that truck say out there?
Fuck ton of cookies?
Fuck ton of cookies. Aristotle, we opened up his own line of.
That's vegan. So cool.
Food trucks.
And we're driving it to Liam's?
Fuck ton of cookies. It's a new car.
Oh,
company.
That's going to be great.
You're going to love fuck ton of cookies.
You're going to love them.
You're going to love a fuck ton of cookies. Come by one of our stores. Cookies are dope. Fuck ton of cookies. Go to a fuck ton of cookie store near you.
That's their slogan, that cookies are dope?
Cookies are dope. And then Jack comes on as
an overdone character.
Hi, cookies are dope. But he makes a funny face at the camera. But he makes like...
A lot of money doing it. That's Jack from last week, you know? He's the one who said bubbles are dope, right?
Bubbles are dope.
Yeah, so Jack gets hired in the for the company. I lost. Right. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Glass. For years, you remember me from the Scoopy-Doopy-Doo. All right, we got to go in for the close. So Frank at Caesar's, and then we'll do a Christmas song. Okay, come on. Here we go. He basically was doing stand-up. It didn't sound produced and like, oh, he said this a million times. So if he was repeating it, it's just like comedians repeat stuff. But it didn't sound – like sometimes those guys, they just have those jokes they do. It's, by the way, I like that I've never really been obsessed. I've never been like, oh, Frank Sinatra. But like, yeah, I tell you the truth. What am I, a dumb guy discovering Frank Sinatra? See, because you might go, Todd, no shit. That's why it's Frank Sinatra. Everybody fucking knows what you know already. But I guess there were a few people that – I had a conversation. Even Daniel on the show Kino was like, you know, he didn't hate him. That's a strong word, but he was like, there was no appreciation.
Right.
It was like, it's just not my thing. I know it is, but you know, for him, I save that for people that write their own music, and that's the you know. But I don't know when I then.
Well, maybe the more you're into music, the more you can appreciate him because everyone else just
maybe you just think, all right, he's just another singer. You don't know that he has something special that separates. Yeah.
Now, I hope all that, if he was a dick, you know, I don't know that. So, I mean, obviously, then that wouldn't be my favorite part about him. But I'm talking about purely just on what
right.
he did.
Right. Yeah.
Now, obviously, you have a right to merge the two. But I'm saying just for this, isolate them. But you do have a right to merge them. And there we go. So, go ahead.
Just clapping.
Thank you very much. Harold Allen, Ira Griffin, Rodgers and Hart, and Nelson Riddle's wonderful arrangement. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I started it in a bad part.
Thank you very much. You're very kind, and you show great class. No, your way we're going to do. Hey, I don't come on your job and tell you what to do.
Back then, that
I'll show you how to pour the whiskey in the bottles. I just drink it. Speaking of that, folks, it is now post time. How come, of all the years, excuse me, how come all the years that Joey Lewis, who was the greatest saloon entertainer, I think we'll agree, ever lived in bars and saloons where he worked. How come nobody ever put out a whiskey called Post Time? Seriously. With his picture on the bottle instead of Jimmy Carter or Billy Carter. Right? I mean, Jimmy Carter wouldn't even let hard liquor in the White House. How the hell does he dare do a thing like that in the United States of America? Okay.
Can you go to different parts?
To, what's her name? Jocelyn? What's
yeah.
Name?
Go to somewhere else. It always seems better when you're not getting your...
I know that I said that I was leaving.
Well, I don't know. No, I don't know. But you hang around, Jack.
Turn the other thing.
It might show. I don't know. No, I don't know.
Oh, is that all part of him? Sounds like there's two bands playing different songs.
Something in the way.
All right, listen.
That's what makes it a marvelous arrangement. He said that in the setup. You should just describe everything tomorrow as a marvelous arrangement.
That's
what it is.
That's what he was talking about by a marvelous arrangement. And he literally did say, this is
a marvelous arrangement.
Marvelous is not a word we use as much anymore, but back then, good for them.
Do people use arrangement in reference to music still?
Marvelous arrangement. This is a marvelous arrangement by Judaism and Hammerstompen. And it's a beautiful song written by Paul Anka, a great talent. He goes, I'm so sick and tired of singing my way. All right, don't sing it. See if we're lucky out and find something.
Wonderful, wonderful man. He's one of the great mayors of this city. I mean, of this country, excuse me. One of the great mayors of this country, of a great city. A tough city to operate, but he's done a hell of a job with it. Mayor Tom Bradley from Los Angeles, California, right over there. Hello, Tom. Glad to see you. That's a great man, Mr. Bradley.
And he goes, fix those tickets.
And one of my old and dearest, not old, one of my longtime friends and dearest friends, maybe two or three in my lifetime, I feel very close to.
Shloopy Lipowitz.
He's...
Shloopy Lipowitz.
Form of language. He's a Gumbada and another...
Gumbada, but another Shloopy Lipowitz.
He's a genius.
He's a marvelous genius. Shloopy Lipowitz. Stand up and take a bow, you dumb fuck. There you go. Applaud. You idiots.
Hello, Jake.
Come on, Jimbo. Shloopy. You're all I got. I'd like to do a song for you now, but I'm going to talk a little, but then I'm going to dedicate it to you. Even if he's a hell of a guy. He really is. Like, Shloopy.
And I want to tell you, he's some big guy, too.
Mm-hmm. Look at him. And I mean fat and big, both. He's tall and fat. I love him.
I just wish he had made Citizen Kane for Louis B. Mayer, who would have thrown up for 6 months. Of course, Mayer was a close friend of William Randolph Hearst, who was another schmuck when he was alive.
Fuck these idiots, right? A schmuck. Hey, suck my no Italian cock.
I'll tell you the actual facts.
That's right. Facts.
He was a bigot, and he never changed. Now that he's dead, doesn't change anything. He was a schmuck then, and he's a bigger one now.
I sort of like him now.
He buried more nice people in the world because he didn't like the way they looked. And he had some creeps working for him, too. Mata, were they bums. Westbrook Pegler, Dorothy Kilgallen, the broad with no chin. You remember her?
Yeah, I remember her.
Oh, he hired all of the real killers, all of the real buriers he hired.
He makes executives at Warner Brothers.
But eventually six of his friends carried him by the handles, and we got rid of him.
Oh, my God, that's brutal.
Broad with no chin.
I'm laying 11 to 1. You don't use this on television, whatever I'm talking about. How did you sneak in here? My God. Who is that?
Pause it for a second. Okay, you know, am I right? Like, you don't understand, like... That, like, I'm listening to this. I never knew this part. Like, that's a very comfortable person on stage. Now, he's still at the point where he's working, like, I guess a lounge, but a lounge was a big deal then. And right. By the way,
well, it seems like Orson Welles Caesar's there Palace. And Tom Bradley's there.
I'm guessing at this right now, but I guess I'm pretty close because he got to the point in his career where you didn't talk like that. That was still at a sort of a saloony type. There was definitely a respect, because now, like, I'm saying, like, when he was in the later part of his career, you wouldn't go to a concert and yell out. They would be an usher right over. But there was a little bit of that accepted. So I've never heard that
era
in his career. I never.
I think it's even Mayor Tom Bradley. I mean,
I think it's 72.
Okay,
it's 72, and then so it's weird to see him like just talking in between songs and being like pretty comfortable of dead air.
Oh yeah,
that's an amazing quality.
Right, but also just calling out was it. MGM or the executives at MGM. Can you imagine going on stage now and calling out any executives at any major studio? Like how you're pretty fucking crazy to do that.
Yeah, and some people, you know, hey, look, some people maybe know more of the story. They'd be like, yeah, he did that, but then I don't know what people say about him. You know what? I do know one thing in life, that this will always be funny. Always. All right. Oh, play more of that. Play more, just a little more. I'm okay. We're going. Go. Not that. I meant the other thing.
Shoot, I lost the spot. But
watch your language. Watch your language.
I said I lost this.
No, I don't like your language. I heard you say shoot.
No, I said. No,
my grandfather said that once to me. I said shoot. He goes, I know what that means. I go, then let's relax about it. Shoot. I didn't even know shoot meant shit.
I didn't either.
I'd ask my mom. I go, does shoot mean? What does shoot mean? She goes, why? I told her. She goes, oh, your grandfather probably thinks it means shit. And then...
Then George Carlin did that bit about it. Shoots just shit with two O's.
No.
That's what he said.
Is that true?
Yeah, shoots just shit with two O's.
I love how Zach Galifianakis says that. Well, she.
What's this? No, this. Oh, that too. I can play that again. Play it again.
That feels like a bad move on me.
It does. No, you're right.
I want to save the show with me again.
It did look like that. No, play this. I don't even know what this is. This is, I got a brand new. Play the original.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night.
Let's even make this nice.
I roller.
Here's what it's about. It's a girl. She likes a guy. He roller skates. She roller skates. But he's not. He's not.
Okay, alone, but you got something I need.
And then they realize. But she doesn't have a key. But he has a key. So they fall in love. And they live happily ever after. They have four children. They're all very successful.
I've been looking around a while.
And then somebody makes a song parody on that, I guess. All those years, there were song parodies back then. Somebody goes and...
I'll give you
But I don't know what the fuck this is, by the way. But I mean, I like the rhythm of it a little, but I don't. I can't. You gotta really fucking listen to hear what they're saying.
I got a brand new combine harvester, and I'll give you.
A combine harvester. Play it again. Come on now. It looks like it's a tractor on the picture. So is that
combine harvester?
I got a brand new combine harvester.
You know what? Hold on. Play the original.
That's hilarious.
Play the original. I don't know how.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night.
I want to make sure I'm working for the parody division of the LAPD. I'm looking specifically at when it goes. I've got a brand new, and then I compare. Hold on, here we come. Okay.
You work for the parody division.
I work for the parody police, and don't be disrespectful.
It's real. He has a badge.
Okay, now play the other one.
I've got a brand new combine harvester, and I'll give you the key. Come on now, let's get together in perfect harmony.
Come on.
Where?
I got 20 acres, and you've got 43.
See, people, I know what you want.
I've got a brand new combine harvester, and I'll give you the key. He made me laugh, ha-ha! I'll stick by you, I'll give you all it.
I'm having so much fun.
We'll have twins and
no, clap. I was trying to clap. Can you play the drums? Would you mind? I mean, I don't ask for that much, Aristotle. Watch how much better it gets. Really play, like when you go nuts. Let's stop.
I'm glad you gave Todd my message about playing more songs. I appreciate that, Tom.
Yeah,
I'm really trying to do more of it on this show. Is there anything you want to end seriously? You want to talk about anything? You want to talk about the Pope again? You think I'm fucking scared? Come on, put your dukes up.
No, here's what I want to say also about the city of Los Angeles. No, that's just one last thing. And then the city of Los Angeles is so fucking broke that you have to pick up your own shit. So don't wait for the city to do anything. If you can do it, just do it, because the city's not going to do it. All right, that's all I wanted to say.
You know what, Tom? There's nothing wrong with spreading a little goodwill.
What the fuck is he talking about? Cut that part out.
I live in a neighborhood. No. Don't cut that part out. Cut that part out, though.
Okay. Let's cut the part out. We're talking about cutting it out.
No, leave this part in. It's nice.
You think? Well, we should cut this part out, though.
I would cut this out because I don't want them to know we're thinking about it, but I like
everything
else.
All right, now don't cut it out because
no,
I think you bought
this.
It back.
No, not this. Got to cut this out.
No.
I like that.
Okay, well, let's cut that out.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I like it. Seems like we're having a good time.
All right.
No, cut that out. All right, to what?
Oh, when I said all right, we should cut that out.
Cut that out, too. They're going to know we're talking about something.
But now that it's so real.
Now you're just going to keep editing.
Just keep it in.
Just shut up right there, and we'll cut it right there.
Okay, but cut the shut out.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
But we should leave this in? Just the bathroom?
People like to hear behind the scenes.
Okay, but cut that out.
No,
right
why
there.
Would I cut that out? Then we're deciding what they should and they shouldn't hear. We like to do bits. We like to do bits.
Oh. Tom, be right back.
I like it.
Girl, 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 Tom, be right back. Tom, be right back. Yes, he'll be right back.
I'm back already. Hey, they're not lying. I'm back. Hey, did you think when they said I'd be back, were you nervous?
I was a little nervous, a little scared. Wasn't sure.
No, I'm back. I'm back. Sure, I'm back. What am I going to do, leave you, you son of a bitches? We're all we got. How about a hand for the horn section, everybody? Come on. Seriously, these guys work their asses off. In studio, give this horn section a big round of applause. Let them play them out. I guess we'll say goodnight to this. All right, everybody. Thank you, Ryan, for stopping by. Thank you, Tom Martin. Well, anyway, thank you, Aristotle. Yeah, this is a longer show than usual, but the people deserve it. They deserve to hear me sing. And it's like Tom said, basically. He thought the best way to end the show, which I love, tell people to go out there and clean shit. This is what I'm working with, people. Thanks a lot. Hey, everybody. You know all the hard work we just got everybody to forget about their problems? Hi, I'm Tom Martin. I want to remind you to please clean up your own shit and do not wait for the city. Sorry to interrupt the fun
song.
Only
if you're in the city of L.A. In Santa Monica, you don't have to clean it up.
Santa Monica, they got it covered.
They're fine.
Tom, I want to thank your children and your wife. They're just fantastic people.
Thanks, Todd.
Anything you want to thank me about?
I want to thank your children and your wife.
Thank you. You know a lot about me.
I do.
It's close friends like this that get you through the year. Well, everybody.
Can I thank somebody?
Sure.
I'd just like to thank Liam.
Ah, yeah.
Liam.
For you, Liam.
Liam, we're with you. You know what we're going to do, Liam? We're gonna play another song after this. But we're gonna be there listening with you. So we're gonna give you a bonus. The song, we're gonna go to fade, then a song's gonna come in, and that's another whole song you get to spend with us. Come on, Liam, you gotta admit we took a Christmas day that could have been worse, and we ended up having a really good time hanging out with you. Like, it was actually fun. Okay, everybody. It's going to be hard for me to go with this music playing. Don't even try it. He was trying to turn the music down over there on his own controls. I act like, oh, if the music's playing, how could I go? He's like, oh, how about that? We'll turn it fucking back on. Now, everybody, you know... Oh, wait. Oh, I thought it was... I didn't realize it was looped till just now. So I was really trying to just ride it out.
Oh, okay. I was.
I liked that you looped it.
Oh, yeah, ride it out.
Bye. Hey, you know what?
But it's hard to stay mad when there's so much beauty in the world.
Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.